This is going to be a daily thing. You're going to check up. I had shrimp and a Diet Dr. Pepper this morning.
That is an odd breakfast. This is the reason why I ask you the question.
Shrimp, protein, Diet Dr. Pepper, caffeine. Nobody said it's got to be oatmeal and protein powder.
No, I was just trying to stick with something that you were used to.
I had shrimp left over from last night. That's what I had last night.
Okay. How much shrimp?
A lot.
Too much shrimp?
I didn't get sick.
Shrimp has good protein. It's good for you, but does it doesn't have a lot of fat in it or no?
Well, I mean, fish is going to have a higher level of fat than, say, chicken, turkey,
But it's good fat.
Most of it's good fat. The problem with shrimp is sometimes it can spike your cholesterol if you take in too much of it.
Shrimp. Fat content. Okay, from healthy eating. Question, does shrimp contain fat? Shrimp is one of the types of seafood that is low in mercury and high in omega-3 fats, according to an article published in the Marine Pollution Bulletin. Shrimp is a good source of protein, vitamin B12, iron, phosphorus, niacin, zinc, and magnesium. Any other questions there, boss?
No, so far everything I said is accurate.
Well, you said I could take too much. It's shrimp.
Yeah, you can. I've heard from a doctor that too much shrimp is bad for your cholesterol.
I don't see anywhere in here that where it would raise my cholesterol.
I don't either, but I'm not the doctor.
In fact, it almost sounds like the perfect snack food. Good source of protein, vitamin B12, iron, phosphorus, niacin, zinc, and magnesium.
In that case, I say go for it within moderation.
Although it contains fat, it doesn't contain very much, and most of the fat is the healthy, unsaturated type. You consume 2,000 calories a day. You can eat between 44 and 78 grams of fat. Okay, shrimp. Serving of shrimp uses only 2 to 3% of your fat grams for the day. It was either that or eat nothing, because I didn't have anything else in the house.
Well, then clearly I'd prefer you eat the shrimp. I was just asking what you had for breakfast.
Shrimp is fine.
It is.
If I'm doing the high protein diet, shrimp's got protein.
It does.
A bunch of other crap I didn't plan on.
I'd much rather you eat that than nothing.
But you would have preferred oatmeal and the protein powder?
To give you a little bit of starch this morning, yeah. But I'll take
the
shrimp.
I want starch. I'm staying away from starch.
But I told you that I want you to have a little bit of it in there.
I'd probably some starch and shrimp.
Didn't sound like it.
Yeah, right here. Starch.
Really?
Website.
How much starch does it say?
A little.
Is it a complex starch or a simple starch?
Well, since it's shrimp, I'm going to guess it's simple.
What would make you think it would be a complex one?
If it was like a prawn.
Oh.
That big shrimp.
I guess it is. Okay.
The great thing about it, it's gluten-free.
Are you sure?
And shrimp.
Yeah, but apparently nowadays you have to put, if some product you have, you have to put gluten-free on it. Otherwise, now I just assume it has gluten all through it.
What exactly is gluten? Is that a byproduct of...
It's in most wheat products.
I was going to say grain.
It's like a wheat... Alfie's like a wheat protein.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, what's the problem with gluten? And why are things gluten-free now?
Some people have what's called celiac disease, where I think they can't process gluten, and they have to stay away from it. It's like a food allergy. Other people have taken that to think, hey, you know what? Maybe as a human... It's not so much that carbs overall are bad, it's gluten in the carbs. So I'll just go gluten-free and then make that as part of my diet. And some people think that works really well.
What is it? Is it a chemical or does it occur naturally in...
It's a byproduct of grain.
Yeah.
You want me to Google that?
I'll do that later.
I see. You see what you did? He's going to do it now, Chloe.
Gluten. It's loading.
Okay.
From the Latin, Maximus.
Yeah.
It's a protein composite. How many people you think?
Initially?
Mm-hmm.
Some. But on the boomerang returning, many, many more.
It's a protein composite found in wheat and related grains, including barley. Gluten gives elasticity to dough, helping it to rise. So starch, endosperm. Yeah, this just tells me what it is. Didn't really say how to avoid or how it interacts or doesn't interact with the body, so I don't really care. I had shrimp and a Diet Dr. Pepper.
All right, I'll take it.
For lunch, I had a chicken breast with broccoli.
Good. All right, I'll take that as well.
I've always eaten low-fat, clean. I just probably haven't been taking in enough protein.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't feel tired.
Even better. Which could also
be... Because I would just think a day without carbs, that would be enough to make you tired. Because it's not like you really store carbs.
Well, everybody's a little different as far as their sensitivity to different things, but...
Alfie, when you started this, I know you went full-blown with no carbs. Do you immediately get tired, or it just come on after a few days?
The tiredness started immediately, but after a day or two, it wore off.
Is that about the time your body decides, hey, let's start burning fat for energy?
Exactly.
Okay. Well, technically, this is day two, since I didn't really do anything yesterday to blow it.
That is true. But today's the first full day, so that's also good. You're off to a good start.
Well, yesterday was a full day. I didn't have any carbs yesterday.
Yeah, but you also didn't have anything to eat until dinner.
So?
Or until a handful of nuts at like 4 o'clock.
Well, I'm sorry if it's going to make me lose weight faster.
That's a really horrible way to go about it. It's also really irresponsible to broadcast it.
What?
I'm going on the not eating diet.
First thing out of my mouth yesterday. I'm not eating until October 4th.
Also known as anorexia.
It's fasting. Sometimes people do it for their religion.
And sometimes people do it for their dieting. I think it's called a form of flex dieting.
It's called fasting.
Okay, mm-hmm. Call it that too.
That's what it's called.
Okay.
It's the sans food diet.
Yeah, but then the flex diet is when you fast and then you eat. And then you fast again and then you eat again.
Well, that's called breakfast.
Lunch and dinner? Yeah. But they spread it out over a longer period of time.
How long do they spread it?
It might be a whole day, 2 days.
What's supposed to be the benefit from that? Just to F with your body?
I don't know. It's something that didn't make any sense for me, so.
I know your body readjusts, and as you, that's why Larry Norris suggests eating every couple of hours. Your body gets used to it. Oh, got food coming in. Got more food coming in a couple of hours.
Yeah.
It's okay to burn off some of this fat, because we know we've got food coming.
And supposedly...
I don't know how that fasting for a day or two, how that would really work with your body. Because as soon as I started eating, you would think your body go, I'm hanging on to every mother thing I got.
Yeah.
Because I don't know when he's going to pull this out again.
Exactly. I think the other aspect of doing the, you know, few meals or eating every few hours is you keep your cravings under control that way.
And it keeps you from really going hungry and keeps you from binging.
Right.
Okay. So how long before I'm going to notice some difference, Alfie?
I really can't tell. It's everyone's different. But like Dan said, it should be within a day or two.
That I would notice what?
Some sort of difference.
Kind of difference.
Either weight loss or water weight loss, things like that. If you're drinking in a lot of water, that'll help you get rid of some of the water weight too.
Your energy is good today. See, first full day, you're already noticing something.
Well, that's because I'm hopped up on amphetamines.
Woohoo.
You did not tell me this.
You didn't ask.
There's your fat burner.
I didn't realize I had to ask if you're on amphetamines.
I'm on a lot of stuff.
I know.
I'm on testosterone.
Yeah.
Amphetamines.
Mm-hmm. Testosterone by prescription, just so it's out there.
Mm. What else? BP medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm taking Benadryl at night.
Why?
Allergies. Can't take it during the day.
Well, aren't you taking your nasal spray every day for your allergies?
Yeah, but I don't think that's covering all of it. I start taking Benadryl at night. I don't feel as lethargic in the morning now. So obviously there's something going on at night with me and my allergies. I just hate it because it's just try this, don't try that. Okay, kind of felt good on that. Why'd it stop after a week? I don't know. Can you stay on Benadryl for a while, Alfie?
That, I don't know.
Isn't it pretty much benign? Can't be that strong and give it to dogs.
I don't think there's too much of a bad side to it, but at the same time, I'm not a doctor. That's one thing I'd have to look up.
I would assume.
I just like having it in my system in case I decide to go run naked through poison ivy.
You've been hit with that craving recently?
I just like the feeling of power.
Sitting on the couch.
Yeah.
I can do this.
If you happen to be driving by a field, you can run through it with no worries.
Doesn't matter what's in there.
Look, a forest. I'm going to rub my ass over all of it.
All right. And Alfie bought me a bunch of protein shakes. So I'll do that during the show.
Excellent. Because I know how hard it is. It's hard to eat during the show. I know that.
I don't have any audio for today. You got anything?
Yeah, I got quite a bit of audio, actually.
I got audio with the new Dodge, the 2015 Dodge Challenger. Got audio with what the Hellcat sounds like.
I'll put my stuff aside.
It's only 10 seconds.
That's fine. This is, 704 horsepower?
Yep.
Base price is $59,000.
Hmm.
You want to add some stuff? The one that I built, just to see what it would cost.
Uh-huh.
I think TTNL, it was, it wouldn't be TTNL. It's going to be about 67.
Just all the options that you put in?
Yeah.
Well, just out of curiosity, what kind of options?
I changed the leather seats.
Okay.
Like a
navigation system type thing?
It's already got a navigation system. The interior really is impressive.
I was going to say, with a car with that price tag and everything that's already got on just from the engine standpoint, I would think it's going to be nice already on the inside.
Well, they already are, but this one just has, you know, mine is what I have now is a 2010. So it's changed dramatically in 4.5 years.
Wow.
I've got most of this stuff. The interior's really nice. Paid an extra $95 for red seat belts.
Okay.
Makes it look fast.
Are there tinted windows?
I don't know. Mine didn't come with tinted windows.
Okay. I just didn't know if anyone would be able to see the red seat belts and think, ooh, that car looks fast.
Yeah, that's the only thing I hate about my tinted windows now is I flip somebody off, they can't see it. So I just open up the sunroof.
There you go. See?
That way I catch everybody 360.
All y'all bitches.
Okay.
It's beautiful.
That's a stock car off the lot. And I know people are going to start calling. What you really need is the new Corvette, they call it now. I think it's still a Z, but I think it's around 700 horsepower. I think almost every large car manufacturer, they're pushing something with a lot of horsepower. I don't know where the new Challenger, where that sits with a 704.
I thought I had read somewhere it was supposed to be one of the fastest American cars.
I don't know. There's all that. There's too many qualifiers, so you don't really know. Fastest muscle car ever.
Yeah, maybe that was it. But, of course...
But there are a lot of, you know, really fast cars that don't fall into the muscle car class.
Yeah.
So if you've got to throw in a qualifier, that means there's something else faster than it.
Really, yeah. I mean, I'm sure the... whatever that... Was it the Porsche Carrera GT? Whatever the one that Paul Walker was driving when he died, that might be faster. I would assume some type of Ferrari... or a Lamborghini would be, the Bugatti, whatever the hell that.
Well, that's why I said that reason for the qualifier, fastest muscle car.
Yeah.
I'm not buying one. God knows what even at my age, what the insurance is going to be.
Well,
how many horsepower? Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
and what do I need with 700 horsepower? Really?
What's the gas mileage?
I don't know. If you're buying something with that much horsepower, you don't ask about gas mileage.
No.
I've never driven anything that got good gas mileage.
Yeah, it's not
except
like
my Ford Courier, 1976.
Yeah, but that wasn't necessarily your plan for it.
No, it was an old work truck that my dad gave to me. I had it painted, put big tires on it, baby moons. Had it painted black.
Baby moons.
Oh, wheels.
Gotcha.
You know what they are, Glenn?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember those. Those are cool.
Had it painted black, yellow stripe down the sides, roll bar, KC fog lights. I was picking up fat bitches all over Pleasant Grove.
KC lights on a two-wheel drive.
Did you go ahead and throw the tow cable on the front?
The winch?
Yeah.
I was only 16. I was making $25 a week at Wendy's. How long it took me to save up? Just the paint job. I forgot where I took it. Obviously, it wasn't a high-class place.
Mm-hmm.
They painted over the dirt in the bed.
Wow.
I mean, did you guys sand this down? Yeah. How did you sand around? Did you put the dirt back in after you sanded it?
We wanted to put it back in exactly as you brought it into us. Natural.
One day that'll be known as rhino lining.
Yeah.
So no winch. Actually, Ford was putting out back then a package. I don't know what they called, but they were using the Ford Couriers, and it had the roll bars and everything that I added to mine.
You just did it in a different fashion.
I did piece by piece. Yeah, I couldn't afford a new one.
Yeah. All right. Let me hear it again, please.
Oh.
The Hellcat.
2015 Dodge Hellcat. I get goosebumps. Kind of makes me hard.
This is how you
what?
This is how you end up with a Hellcat in your garage.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm looking for loud, I already got loud at the house.
Yeah.
The Munsters coach?
I tell you what, I don't know if I've ever recorded audio of that. I'll do that tonight.
Okay.
People ask you, hey, why don't you put a radio in there? There's nothing that you could put in there. I don't care how much you spend.
Yeah, it's the first car that I've had built. I didn't even bother. Unless you just get a bungee cord and strap a couple of bows to your head.
It's got that little almost sort of a jet engine hum in it, the way that Kit and Knight Rider did, or just the way that jets do.
It actually sounds like it's audio layered with a bunch of stuff. Car, a Harley, and a little bit of Boeing.
Makes sense.
In video, it looks like it's a bad mother.
It sounds like it's just an audio.
And on the navigation system, it actually has to display if you want to put the car into launch mode. So it's a complete readout.
You're going to get one.
I don't think so.
That look on your face, man. Ooh.
It's never good to buy the first year of any model.
I understand.
And I don't know how long that Dodge has been making these. What is it? I think it's a 6.2 turbocharged Hemi. Hemispherical engine.
Yeah, I gotcha. Well, the thing is with a car that's been ballyhooed.
You get half an engine. That's hemispherical.
Yeah. I think a car with this much attention on it beforehand and being released finally, this is one of those things that they can't really afford to screw up. They need it to be top of the line in every way.
Okay. I'm not getting one.
Okay. I'm not saying that you should. I'm just saying
$67,000 is too much for a car. I felt wiggy when I paid $42,000, $43,000 for my Challenger.
Mm-hmm. But that one didn't have 704 horsepower.
No. What am I going to do with 700 horsepower? I can't use all of whatever I got now on the freeway.
I know, but you can't. It's knowing that it's there. It's the feeling of accomplishment, maybe. It's the power of it.
But then you're going to have every douche in any type of hopped-up car pull up next to you. Like, I don't race anymore.
You don't have to. Even if the little douche nozzle with his coffee can muffler CRX next to you pulls up and says, I'm going to take this old-timer, I think you can just rev your engine once and just give a nice little salute and then let him go about his way. Because even he knows he can't win. He just wants to know by how far you whoop him.
Oh, by the way, you can download this off the Dodge website. It's actually a ringtone.
That makes a lot of sense.
Man, I gotta go. My phone just got... Not sure, but I think my phone just blew an engine.
My phone somewhere in turn three.
Damn, we're late. All right, we'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
3:37, another check on, or actually, first check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by LogMeIn.com. Let's get started off in Dallas, southbound I-35, right at Woodall Rogers. Got an accident blocking the right shoulder and the off-ramp. Traffic there is back to back to the Market Center. In Irving, southbound of the bush, just after 183, got an accident blocking the two right lanes. This one is a fatality accident, so it's probably going to be there for quite a while. Traffic is backed up back from Northgate Drive. Moving into McKinney, southbound 75, right at Virginia. Got an accident blocking the center lane. Traffic's completely stopped back from University, and a big one in Fort Worth. Southbound 35W, right at Western Center. Road construction there has the right lane shut down. That has traffic completely stopped back from Golden Triangle. It's about an hour delay through that mess. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Toyota of McKinney. Tonight, skies will be clear, low of 78. Tomorrow, much like today, sunny, but a high a little higher, around 100. Right now, 97 to 97.1, the Eagle.
It's not that I'm not well hung. I figured out a way to suck my penis back up into my body to protect myself.
When fighting crime.
That's smart.
The Russ Martin Show, afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
I pulled up his Facebook page. Is he still trying to get his job back, his Big Tex? You said he's bitching about something again.
Yeah, he's not trying to get his job back anymore, it seems like. Now he's just basically saying what the reason was and trying to drum up more sympathy for him being fired in the first place.
Is it the breaking news one?
Yes. Written again in sort of Bill Bragg style.
To recap, I became a cancer survivor after a 3-year battle with colon cancer over 20 years ago. Exclamation point.
Everything is.
So when the American Cancer Society asked me to waive the starting flag at the Race for the Cure, I requested permission from Sue Gooding. She was the director at the time. Mm. Or is she still?
No, she is not.
What is she?
She left the state fair, I guess, to do other things. I want to say earlier this spring.
Okay. Since the president of the State Fair of Texas had already asked me to make a Big Tex announcement so his son could get a date for the senior prom, I thought it would be okay just to ask permission. I guess I was wrong. I never heard that he was fired because he made an announcement for somebody.
No, what he's saying is he was fired because he was doing an event as Big Tex. That was what he said Sue Gooding used as justification for not renewing his contract.
Did he only make one appearance?
I guess it was the last one. I think Sue Gooding had said this was another instance in a number of instances where he'd been told, hey, don't do that. But this is, again, him trying to justify what his actions were.
Okay. And that it includes a letter from who was working for the state fair at the time. I guess what he's saying is, well, they wanted me to do something personal for them.
Mm-hmm.
Why couldn't I do something for the...
Race for the Cure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bill, I need to ask a personal favor. My son would like to ask a girl to homecoming in a unique way. Would you be willing to record the message below and send it to me as an audio file? Yeah, it's not really the same thing as making an appearance.
Right. The two are inherently different.
And you work for the state fair. You're supposed to do big tech's voice work. I guess they just considered it part of his voice work.
I think they saw it as, hey, it's a little minor, small thing. It's for the kid to ask a chick to prom. It's not to make an appearance as Big Tex in front of thousands of people.
Yeah.
I'm just still surprised that, you know, after a couple of years now, it seems, he's still on this. He's not going to let it go.
Maybe he thinks a new guy's not going to last.
Even if the new guy doesn't last, at a certain point, it had just been some sort of disagreement between Bill Bragg and Sue Gooding at the state fair. He could have, you know, maybe taken a high road on it, somehow, not go this route. And if the new guy didn't work out, they go back to Bill Bragg. But when you go this route where he's going scorched earth and he's burning the bridge, no one would want to go back and hire him because they don't want to see what happens if something doesn't go the way he wants it to. Because now they have Bill Bragg loose cannon to deal with.
Sounded like he was already one to begin with. I mean, obviously he didn't do anything horrid to hurt the image of state tax, or would have been in the news for the 11, 12 years. How long did he do it?
Yeah, it was like 12, 13 years.
Never heard any issues. He's just... An idiot.
Yeah, I mean, he just sort of became the walking Big Tex, the person.
Yeah, that was on his website, whatever it is, where he actually said that he was referring to the day Big Tex burned down. It made a reference like, just the statue burned down. Big Tex isn't really gone because I'm still here.
Right.
I'm paraphrasing, but that was...
That's pretty close. Yeah, it's like, have no fear, everyone. I'm okay.
I wouldn't be surprised if Sue Gooding didn't burn Big Tex down just to get rid of him.
Maybe it was supposed to be a warning to him. It's like, hey.
I just like, hey, we don't know if we're going to rebuild it or not. See, you're...
Yeah.
You go on. Go do your other stuff. Okay. Yeah. Was last year the first year with a new voice?
I think it was.
Yes, it was.
And that guy, you guys got that Big Tex to cut something for my birthday, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah, and we still don't know who that is, do we?
No, they continue to refer to him as the voice.
I found it.
Big Tex sends his birthday howdy to Russ Martin, and a big thanks for his support of the families of fallen police and firefighters. See you at the fair.
I don't think if I was walking around the state fair, I'd notice any difference.
I did.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
You could tell it wasn't Bragg?
Yeah.
Didn't have that voice of disdain?
Mm-mm. And not only that, there were times... At the fair, as Bragg was the voice of Texas, it was State Fair Texas. It's like it was almost like a little bit of a Cosby with a deep Southern twang, and at times sounding like he might be having a stroke because they just sometimes he was falling off some of his last words, and it just sounds like he was slumping over in his hut.
I think I would have liked to have heard that.
And then almost like those extra little mms and zzz types, like, welcome, State Fair of Texas.
Sorry, Big Tex has had too much Franzia.
So yeah, last year when I went, yeah, I could tell the difference. Because there were times walking around the fair in years past, I would actually turn back and look up at Big Tech, go, really? Is he okay?
Let's see. What was the date that Big Tech's burned down? Wasn't that in October? It's near the end of the run of the fair.
It was like the last, no, it was second to last day or last week, whatever it was. Yeah, it was near the end.
All right. I'll save all the Big Tech stuff for then. It's only about a month.
But I do remember the, you had said you thought it was part of the state fair conspiracy at the time to drum up a last week of ticket sales. Because all of a sudden now Big Tech is national, he's international, everyone's got to come in from around the world to get in for that last week of the fair.
Looks like it was October 19th. At least that's the file that I'm looking at on my computer, and that's the date on it, the day that we did the eulogy. Because we did it day of.
Yes. Yes. That was a big day. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of pressure.
Because for whatever reason, there was an expectation.
Yes. Huge expectation. As soon as he lit up, within minutes, people were saying, hey, this happened. I can't wait to see what Russ is going to do about it later. Oh, yeah. And I would just respond back, me too.
It was on Facebook, and there was like 50 comments. People just going back and forth. Oh, my God, I can't wait, can't wait.
Just why did they immediately assume I was going to do a eulogy?
Because Big Tech burn up in a very public fashion?
I suppose.
It's a huge compliment, though.
And I understood that the pressure that went along with it, the responsibility. You want a piece of it?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you really?
Yes.
Yeah. Friends and neighbors, we are here.
Until the day I die, that will make me giggle.
And for me, it's only that version. There is no other version of Amazing Grace where I get the giggles.
No. This one makes me giggle. Every other version makes me cry.
Friends and neighbors, we are here today to pay tribute to the remains of a man who entertained us for many years. Can I get amen? We are here today to say goodbye. Big Tex. Big Tex loved the children. He loved adults. Man loved all races. He entertained us all the way up to his untimely combustion. For you see, he was pronounced dead by the Dallas Fire Department on October 19th at 10:32 a.m. His head caught fire around 10:15 this morning, quickly spread, and then burned him naked. I'm sure it will take many years for the children around Big Tex to forget the image of Big Tex bursting into flames. I'm sure it will also take many years to forget the image of him stomping in circles. Screaming,
my legs, my legs, Big Tex can't feel his legs.
All right, that's enough.
That's a good warm up.
All right. We need a break again? Damn. All right, we'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
405. This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is an Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by DART. Let's start off in Fort Worth, southbound 35W, right at Western Center. Road construction there still has that right lane shut down. Traffic is completely stopped back from Golden Triangle. About an hour delay to that. Also, the 287 on-ramp is also backed up. Also, Fort Worth westbound 920 right at McCart. Got an accident there blocking the right shoulder. This one involving a motorcycle. Traffic's backed up back to 35W. Moving into McKinney, southbound 75, right at Virginia, got an accident blocking the center lane. Traffic is backed up back at University. Into Allen now, southbound 75, right at Ridgemont. The highway there is shut down due to an accident. Traffic there is completely stopped back from Exchange Parkway. About a half hour delay through that HOV lane there, getting by though. Finally in Dallas, northbound I-35, right at the tollway, got an accident there blocking the HOV lane. That one has traffic backed up back from Colorado. If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. Tonight, clear, 78 for the low. Tomorrow, sunny, 100 for the high. It's 97 right now. 97.1 the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show.
I want to see Russ's tiny white ass. I want to see that.
On 97.1, The Eagle.
Well, I meant to bring this up yesterday. I was listening to one of the replays of Lycus's show. He's auctioning off a remote broadcast to one of his listeners. Really come to your house, set up, do a show from there.
Huh. Is that anywhere? Are there any travel limitations as far as where he would do the show?
Hang on, I was trying to pull it up on eBay.
Okay. Because he's still based out of L.A., right?
Yeah.
Okay. But since he's online now, then he's got listeners around the world. I think at some point I'd say.
Well, right. I think even, I don't know if it was around the world, but when he was on Westwood, syndicated.
Yeah.
On more than just L.A. 3 days, 2 hours left on it. The current bid is $4,100. Let's look at the details. We've done it again, going where old school radio has never gone before. Warn the neighbors, the Tom Lycus show is coming to your home. Literally. That's correct in that fashion.
It's unnecessary.
Not really. Coming to your home. Could be ready. Anytime there's a potential different meaning, that's when you can use literally. Coming to your home.
I just believe him when he says coming to your home. I don't think the literal.
Well, with an auction. Obviously want to be very clear. Whenever this auction will have the pleasure of hosting the internet's most listened to call-in show for one full episode at their home, in his backyard, at his kitchen table, at poolside, in his apartment. Here are the rules. We will not. I wish I had printed this out for you, Dan. You could have read it.
We will not.
Do our show from publicly. Why don't you bring it up?
It's at blowmeuptom.com.
Yeah, there's probably a link. I just Googled eBay Tom Lycus.
Premium Tom. Tom's blog. Lycus 101. Maybe I should have just typed in what you did.
That's the way I found it. Nothing.
All right, Tom Lycus, eBay.
eBay, Tom Lycus. Hello.
I'm working on it. There it is. Okay.
Flo, bring up Metallica. You find it?
Yes.
Go ahead. Or do you want to wait for the music?
I was going to wait for the music.
All right, how long, Chloe? I bet I can still find it on Google first. Got it.
Damn, Chloe.
My problem is I got to sit through this ad. I got 2 seconds. Okay, I got it. Bitch. Do you really have it?
Yes.
Okay.
It's America's most outrageous call-in show. And it will be coming from your place if you have the winning bid. We will not do our show from publicly accessible locations such as storefronts, parks, beaches, etc. No! The show will emanate from your home address.
not someone else's. If your form of payment is from a company, we will also be happy to do the show from an office within the office building in which your company is located. We will choose a weekday Monday through Friday, no holidays, that is mutually convenient for you and the New Normal LLC. You must have a solid DSL or Wi-Fi connection, 10 megabyte minimum. We will not be installing DSL, cable modems, or ISDN lines to facilitate this event. No! If you are not within 500 miles of Burbank, California, and the cost of getting to your place and back plus two rooms for one night at a local hotel exceeds the amount of your bid, you are responsible for the difference. 1-800-5800-TOM.
Very nice.
Hit the post. Actually, that's not his number anymore, but if you want to bid on it.
I just went with the number I remembered.
Yeah, I forget what it is now. What's the name of the company? I think it's Comrex. They have a new system set up where if you've got decent DSL, broadband, plug your mics, your mixer into this thing that's about the size of a camcorder. Plug the Ethernet into it. And you got it. According to Tom, it's supposed to be FM broadcast quality.
That's amazing. I remember, you know, 10, 15 years ago, if you were doing a remote, you have just a mini Comrex thing. It just looked kind of like a phone modem. You plug it into a fax line or something, it would dial up the station, and the talent would just pick up the microphone plugged into it, and boom, you're on.
What was the quality line?
It sounded like you're on a phone. It sounded like a phone line, but it was so much easier than if you were going to do
so
like
much
a
easier than
appearance.
Doing a good job.
No, it was easier than taking out a full broadcast vehicle and having to put the mast up, do test shots, and then do an actual remote broadcast.
Well, why hook up to a Comrex line or whatever if it's going to sound like you're on a phone line? Why not just use a phone?
That's a good question, man.
I mean, did it sound dramatically
different from this?
It sounded better than that, but it wasn't, you know, broadcast
standard studio.
Yeah.
I'm curious to see what that's going to end up. Where's bidding, Will?
And that was also back before everyone had cell phones. So, but it's amazing. You do all those different things now. It makes it a lot easier. Also means like this, you can do a show from anywhere.
Before anybody gets the idea.
Yeah.
And starts calling or emailing. I don't care what you offer for the foundation. It ain't happening. Nope.
Come on, Russ.
Me and the boys we're gonna pass the hat and get you out to Johnson County.
Can you really just think about it? Because you know, whoever won, it would be like doing a broadcast with the hooligans.
Man.
Because you know they're gonna go. First of all, we got to be drunk before he gets here so we don't let him down. That would be... It'd have to be 9, Sam.
Don't even. I tell you what, out of curiosity, write down whatever you think the threshold would have to be for you to even consider doing a remote from someplace. Okay.
Is that about what you were thinking?
I was thinking slightly less. I also...
Because under that, I just donate the money myself to not have to do it.
Jeez. So that's not only their number, that's your number.
Yes.
All right.
Above that, I would start to consider... doing it because I wouldn't want to dump more than 20 grand.
See, you didn't have to say it.
I just want to give people a point of reference, not even waste my time. People expect me and the Batmobile to come out for free. You think they're going to want to pay for a remote broadcast from their house? First, I don't do broadcasts.
No.
I barely come here. You think a remote's in the pot? No.
I think about that every single time I hear some other show on another station doing a show from, you know, a gas station.
They've been doing a lot more on KRLD.
Mm-hmm. Or at a fast food place in the morning. I've done enough live broadcasts. There are some where you can, it's not as bad, but others you feel so intrusive. Like if you're at a fast food place in the morning, I just feel like I'm just annoying everybody. Because a lot of the people that are going to come in, they're not there to come listen to you. They're there to get their breakfast and their coffee and get out.
Well, normally, if you're out someplace in the morning, you're giving stuff away, an incentive to come out.
Hopefully. But, I mean...
Like a bring-in the weekend party, like they still do that on Lone Star?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hooters, that's fine.
And those are great. Those are expected.
I don't know if they still do it at Hooters, but if you're doing it at Tune Up Masters, no.
And that's the difference. It's just like, you're doing a bring-in the weekend party, they were almost always at a bar. So,
but I think I've heard KRLD doing remotes at like Quick Trip, gas stations.
Mm-hmm. It's all for that city thing.
What city?
It's, I don't know, Frisco. They're always doing something in the town that they talk about all the time. I think
they always talk about Frisco. I think Frisco's buying airtime.
Mm-hmm.
Could be.
Because I don't know if it's a spot or it's really a feature. This time on Focus on Frisco. How much more do we need to know? Why don't you start doing updates on the new Cowboy facility? Oh, that's right. There aren't any.
Yeah.
I drove by it yesterday.
And?
Still moving rocks. Well, I don't know how they bought that much land and all the rocks were in the wrong place. I'm not really sure how that happens.
Poor surveying.
Every time somebody builds something, rocks are always in the wrong area. And still that one lone guard shack. I don't think anybody's in.
I was going to say, is there even anybody in it?
What's to worry about? Vandals came out overnight and moved around the rocks.
Could have prosecuted them.
When did they say the facility was supposed to be done?
A couple years.
Maybe the beginning phase is always slow.
I think they'll be fine, because once they get moving on it, I've noticed with all the various construction projects outside of highways that are done on buildings and things, they get done really quickly. So I have full faith in knowing that Jerry will be able to get this done in the 2-year span.
Okay. I mean, is there a certain time that they have to leave Valley Ranch?
I'm not sure when their lease is up exactly, but I don't think the city of – if for some reason they needed another year in the facility, I don't see the city of Irving saying, hey, you got to skedaddle.
Okay.
Although it would be hysterical if the Cowboys were homeless.
Well, I don't know. They said it's going to be done in Frisco by 2016. Now they kicked us out of Valley Ranch. Mama's sitting out front in the trunk. Truck.
Both work.
All right. You got any audio before we break?
Yes.
What do you got?
I have, let's see. Let's do, this is fun. Last night, there's a show on, I think it's NBC, Deion Sanders was on it, Running Wild with Bear Grylls. Bear Grylls is a survival expert, and he's English. Deion Sanders was on the show last night. Cut number 9. This was when Deion was hanging off the side of a cliff as they were either climbing or rappelling it, and Deion was so freaked out he decided he would do this.
Speaking in tongues?
Yup.
So far, I've heard him use Shaquille and Casey Kasem.
Me too!
And that's the odd thing about speaking in tongues is nobody can translate it.
Mm-mm.
Whatever language it supposedly is a dead language, so nobody has any idea what's being said, but they just assume God is speaking through you and decided to pick some language.
Mm-hmm.
He says Casey Kasem.
I heard the Shaquille thing too.
He's turned a corner now. And it was amazing to see and inspiring and encouraging. And I thought, there's prime time.
See that little ledge in front of you, just a meter in front of you? That's where you want to get your foot to.
See,
that's the same stuff.
Mm-hmm.
At least Bob Tilton, when he spoke in tongues, he would break it up. It wasn't always the see my bow tie, tie my bow tie.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what else he said. But this just sounds like a phrase he memorized. Mm-hmm. So that's not, if it's something you memorize, God's not speaking through you. If God's going to speak through you, all you are is just a outlet. You're nothing but a mouthpiece.
Yeah. I would assume like your overall just physical body is going to change somehow. Your eyes roll in the back of your head and God just, then somehow you got a presence that you didn't have before.
Now he's going to walk along
to climb on the side of that mountain. Has to be the most horrifying experience I've ever had, because you can't look down. You look down, it's over. You really can't look up. You really got to look straight ahead.
Well done, Dion. I love it.
Now, does he ever say, or does anybody ask, were you speaking in tongues?
Not that I'm aware of.
Because that may be some prayer in some other language. I don't know. It just sounds like speaking in tongues.
It does. And that was everyone else, what they took from it. But not to be finished, there's cut 10. Dion had never been camping before he did this show. He'd always lived in cities. So when it came time to get something for dinner, Bear Grylls does what he does, and that's gather up a nice snake for dinner.
I think I've just spotted this.
Oh, Lord, no! 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 No, man. I ain't gonna do it. Man, stop playing, man.
Is a snake alive?
Yes, for now.
What kind of snake is it?
King snake.
Uh-uh. Dion's right. We got a break. We'll play when we come back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
436, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy. This is KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Geico. Let's get started off in Dallas, southbound 161, right at Shady Grove. It's the Bush. Got an accident there blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from 183. Also in Dallas, northbound 935, right at the tollway. Got an accident there in the clearing status. Traffic is backed up back from Colorado Boulevard. Moving into Plano, northbound 75 between Park and Bethany. There's a bunch of onlooker delays from an accident going southbound there. In Allen, southbound 75 at Ridgemont, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is completely stopped back at Stacy Road. Still about a 45-minute delay through that. And finally, in Fort Worth, southbound 35W, right at North Loop 820, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic there is still backed up back from Alliance Gateway, though. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Ketosis.
You don't need ketosis.
I'm going to ketosis.
Eagle weather brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. Tonight, clear skies, 78 for the low, sunny tomorrow, 100 for the high. Right now, 97 and 97 won the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97 won the Eagle.
Isn't that the whole purpose of going low carb, high protein, to go into ketosis?
No, that's the whole point of going no carb, high protein.
Oh. So even 30 to 50 grams of carbs a day will keep you out of ketosis?
I don't know for certain, but I believe so.
Alfie?
Yes, it will.
Because I would rather you just go low carb, but still maintain a decent energy level as well as brain function. So
without carbs, your brain go bad?
You get stupid.
You start forgetting words. You don't finish sentences. It's bad.
Well, I do that every night.
You don't have it. That's because you're drinking.
Well, yeah.
That's different.
Ooh, imagine combining the two.
Yeah.
Maybe it'd balance out.
Yeah, because I remember.
I didn't realize that no carbs whatsoever would put, is that a phase you go through and you kind of come out of it as your body adjusts?
Not really. It just kind of got worse for me as I went on.
Well, how do people stay on the Atkins diet for so long?
They're taking magnesium supplements. They're supposed to eat like a certain salt substitute that has a lot of potassium and magnesium in it that sort of keeps their brain functioning.
Mm.
I'd rather you not have to worry about that. I'd rather you just have a bowl of oatmeal in the morning.
I had plenty of magnesium this morning.
Well, I'm happy for you.
B12? What else was in that damn thing?
Oh, and the shrimp that you ate?
Yeah.
Along with the Diet Dr. Pepper?
Yeah. It sounds squirrely, but it fulfills the needs. I got a little boost of the caffeine from the Diet Dr. Pepper. Staying on the high protein. The only thing I didn't have was carbs. I had some this afternoon. That's broccoli.
And I'm glad for it.
But I thought I can't. Well, the magic don't start until I go into ketosis.
Well, I don't want you in ketosis. You don't want to be in ketosis. Anytime. Like,
Alfie, did you go into ketosis?
I did, but.
Did you lose a lot of weight?
Yeah, but that's still beside the point.
I can't go into ketosis.
Alfie, what happened at the end of your ketosis?
I nearly passed out.
And?
Died.
Thank you.
Nobody said you almost died.
It felt like it.
he was genuinely scared that day. He came in here and said, man, I don't feel right. And he didn't look right either.
Yeah, it was more than just his delivery. It was, you're right. It was, I'm like, I just got a phone call from the doctor. I've got something bad.
I've got something terminal. Yeah, and Alfie.
And I'm not really sure what he wanted when he came in the studio. Were you wanting to go leave or did you want to lay down?
Just for y'all to keep an eye on me if I were to pass out.
And we took care of you.
You did. Y'all good people.
Didn't we?
Yeah, we did. We did.
We did something.
We did.
We made him eat carbs or something.
We shoved him full of bread. I think we gave him an entire bag of breadsticks from Olive Garden. And at first he was like, I don't know. And then Russ, you put your foot down and you said, you're going to eat this bread.
Yeah. Well, here are your options. You either don't eat the bread and pass out and we shove it in your mouth. Mm-hmm. Or you eat it willingly. Or you pass out and you get a breadstick enema. Suppository.
Yup.
I think you said you were going to do something to him, too. I just can't remember what it was.
I think a bread enema is pretty bad. I'm sure other stuff would have happened as well, but those were just, you know, the tips of the iceberg. But
that was all because he wasn't taking vitamin supplements like you're supposed to if you're going to go no carb.
Were you, Alfie?
No, I wasn't.
Okay. Still, it's just easier just have a little bit of oatmeal or something in the morning. That way you don't have to worry about all the other stuff.
I'm taking multivitamins.
Please don't.
Okay. I'll have a little something in the morning.
Yeah, you can do it this way.
But if I'm not feeling tired, it's not bothering me. Then again, it's only been 2 days.
Right.
And I never really thought anything about the low-carb diets until I found out Big Dan, my trainer, was on it getting ready for a show.
Right.
And he dropped weight fast.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he was going no carbs.
More than likely he was. Because I think typically what happens is before a show, the bodybuilder guys and gals, they'll have their normal diet, and then a couple of weeks out, they lean out, go no carb or extremely low carb, and then a day or two before, the day before, then they eat some carbs, and then everything just kind of goes poof and just fills back up.
Why would you eat carbs the day before if you're going to poof back up?
Because it fills your muscles up somehow.
Your belly doesn't shoot back out.
Right. You still look lean, but the muscles pop, supposedly.
Doesn't sound like that's really safe for the body or the heart.
The whole yo-yo thing is not. Yo-yo dieting over an extended period is bad enough when you're battling your weight, but when you're doing it to an extreme, yeah, you've got to be careful with it.
And yeah, when he, after a show, he went off the low-carb diet, he must have had a hay bale for breakfast because it didn't take long to unlean.
Yeah, I would actually, because every year the biggest show locally is the Ronnie Coleman Classic. I think it still is the bodybuilding show. I think they still do it in Arlington. I would kill to own an Italian restaurant in Arlington the day or the night of that event, because as soon as those people are done, woo, man, they want some bread, they want some pasta, they want carbs.
Yeah, I thought it was fascinating. I decided to go on a low-carb diet yesterday so I can lose a decent amount of weight by my birthday, which is feasible, yes?
Yeah.
Okay. And then Olive Garden releases a story yesterday, free pasta for 7 weeks. Or not free, it was endless pasta bowls, something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, because they have, it's coinciding with their...
It's coinciding with my diet. Freaking suckers. Amen. And I know there's a chick with Olive Garden's corporate office that listens. You know they're going to send up a bunch of stuff that I can't eat.
Well, no, they've been nice to us in the past. Yeah, Olive Garden is rolling out its first ever never-ending pasta pass. A $100 card that lets carbophiles gorge on pasta, salad, bread, and Coca-Cola drinks for almost 2 months. This comes 1 year after the chain, known for its large portions and all-you-can-eat deals, tired pushing healthier fare and tapas-style portions, and comes amid a drop of 1.3% in sales. The never-ending pasta pass promotion runs from September 22nd through November 9th, and coincides with its annual never-ending pasta bowl promotion, which is $9.99 for one night of endless pasta pleasure. Now, it does come with a couple of restrictions, one of which is there is no sharing of plates. But according to Jay Spinchin, the executive vice president of marketing, he said what we're trying to do is get some attention. Since the announcement, fans and nutritionists have been tweeting their excitement and appalled disapproval. And only 1,000 of the pasta passes will be sold online via Olive Garden's website.
That was it. Now, this is a... Hold on. I just pulled this story up. Let's see what the date on it is.
Should be this yesterday.
This one looks like it's got an update. The passes, which run from September 22nd to November 9th, sold out.
I'm not surprised. But there's only 1,000 of them. That doesn't surprise me.
Pasta's not really that expensive. It's the stuff that goes on it.
Mm-hmm.
Sure like lasagna. All right, this diet.
What's your favorite lasagna?
Meat.
I don't know if there's a certain kind. I don't know if it was your grandmother's.
It's the one that my grandmother would make, okay. And she would make the pasta herself.
And that's, I wish I could try something like that.
I don't know if you can really tell the difference. I'd have to have two side by side. And I've never had that opportunity to have some of hers and then go out and get the Mrs. Smith's or whoever. There's
a couple.
Yeah.
I've always been, maybe it's because I ate it as a kid, but anytime my mom or grandmother would throw that Stouffer's lasagna in, I knew
Stouffer's,
it was,
that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
About.
I don't know what it is about Stouffer's lasagna, man. Because I remember when they had like the big one. I could...
Tell me about it, E.
In a day, I could eat that whole thing by myself. No problem.
That's normally a problem with good food.
Mm-hmm. And it sure is tasty.
Hey, let's go get a slice of pizza. Dad, I want pizza. Yeah. Who stopped and gets a freaking slice? And that's big in New York.
Well, it's also
because... Sbarro's or whatever it's called.
Well, yeah. And the slices are New York style, so they're big.
I know, but it's still not a pizza. I'm not going to stop and get a slice. It's like going out, hey, let's go get a French fry. I want the whole bag.
Well.
Especially if I'm getting it from Griff's or Jack in the Box.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's that whole moderation
thing. I ain't going to make this damn diet.
Well, if we keep talking about the never-ending pasta pass for $100.
Olive Garden did it.
Yes, blame Olive Garden for it.
I'm not going to have a problem. This diet only because I got up and it was almost noon before I remembered to eat. Well, Alfie says on the diet, he goes, you got to roll out of bed shoving protein in your mouth.
Well, I mean, depending on your situation, yes, that would be nice.
Well,
but
as soon as you eat, your metabolism is going to elevate because your body's going, all right, I guess we're getting started for the day.
Right.
I'm excited.
I'm excited for you. I really am.
Because if I don't feel like I look good come my birthday, on the air, me and my head going home in separate cars.
No, they're not. You're gonna be fine. You're going to be happy. Your pants will fit differently.
What's wrong with my pants?
I'm just saying they'll fit differently.
We've got a break again, and we've talked about absolutely dick. All right. Was there any audio from the... What?
I was going to say, we actually didn't finish the Dion clip.
We can get to that if you don't have the audio from the other one.
What's the other one?
Those cop watchers in Arlington, a few of them got arrested. Was there audio to go along with that?
Yeah, cut number 12. It's the Fox 4 report on the cop watch arrests. I couldn't pin it down if it was Monday night or over the weekend, but recently.
Doesn't matter. I didn't read the story. I just saw like three of them were arrested, and I stopped there. I wouldn't be surprised with the story.
Chief Will Johnson sat down with me and discussed this problem that has been going on for several months. He said there's a fine line between shooting video and interfering with a police investigation. And he said this weekend that line was crossed. This is the video that cop watchers are calling an assault. It's posted on Facebook. Saturday night, Arlington police pull a driver over. The Tarrant County Peaceful Streets Project is rolling.
Doesn't really sound like they're holding up to their name. Mm-mm. Peaceful streets. Now, who's doing all the screaming? Is it the perps the cops pulled over, or is it the cop watchers?
The perps are nowhere really heard in this.
The cop watchers.
Yes. You've got a group of about, I don't know, 10. You have a large group of the cop watchers all wearing their vests, all shooting video with their phones. Because they have such a large presence when Arlington pulls this car over on Cooper Street, extra police officers then show up just to make sure everyone's fine. This part is the end where they end up pulling a young woman out of the crowd because she was being detained for something, and the other cop watchers are screaming multiple obscenities and things, saying, hey, what are you doing? Quit grabbing her. And then that's where we are.
This is the video that cop watchers are calling an assault. It's posted on Facebook. Saturday night, Arlington police pull a driver over. The Tarrant County Peaceful Streets Project is rolling video, and at some point, Janie Lucero is arrested.
I'm going to run the range.
Lucero is the wife of Corey Watkins, president of Open Carry Tarrant County, an outspoken critic of Arlington police. He was arrested that night, along with fellow watcher Joseph Ty.
An officer has to be able to do the job that the community has asked them to do.
Arlington Police Chief Will Johnson says his officers are used to being recorded on camera and seeing videos like this posted online. In this particular instance, he says his officers on scene asked around 20 or so people, many of them shooting video of the traffic stop, to step back to a certain distance to give his officers room to work.
With any type of external variables, whether it might be car...
I was going to say, it doesn't take a law enforcement official to realize all this, any type of distraction, even if it's for a millisecond. All it takes is the cop to look away once, where that perp can actually pull a weapon and shoot him. Because you got distracted by a bunch of idiots who can't... I don't mind the taping, but they have to get so close because they're using their phones.
They contend in this one, the cop watchers, that they were way far back, like 60 feet away before anything ever got out of hand.
Well, whatever distance you are, if the police tell you to move further, then that's what you do. If you feel like you've got a civil violation, then you file that. And if you're recording all of it, you have proof.
Or roadway or speed or people, pedestrians, that might distract them from their ability to do their job.
Normally, all we see is video posted by the cop watchers. But in this case, Arlington police released some of their video to Fox 4 News.
Oh, I like that. Obviously, there was something in the video the cop watchers didn't want us to see. Well, we weren't really bothering them, so there's no reason to post a video. That's okay. We got dash cams.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is one of my favorite parts because
you got to make it quick.
On their YouTube channel and the Facebook page for the cop watchers, they show this incident that happens here, and the guy embellishes. I know he embellishes because I saw the dash cam footage.
Okay, let's just stop it there. We'll play it when we come back. I swear.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
504. This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is an Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Don Davis Auto Group. Let's get started off in Dallas, southbound I-35, right at I-30, right there in the Mixmaster. Got a stalled 18-wheeler blocking the the left lane of the on-ramp there that has traffic backed up back from Wycliffe. Also in Dallas, northbound I-35, right at Northwest Highway, got a stalled vehicle blocking the left lane. Traffic's backed up back from Harry Hines. still in Dallas, southbound of the bush, right at Shady Grove. Got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from 183. Into Fort Worth, westbound I-20, right at McCart. Got an accident there in the clearing stages now. Traffic is backed up back from 35W. And finally, in Fort Worth, southbound 35W, right at North Loop 820. Got an accident blocking the right lane. That has traffic backed up back from Keller Hicks. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Papa John's. Tonight, clear and 78 for the low, sunny and 100 tomorrow. Right now, 97 and 97.1, the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
I'm looking on your flash drive. All these other files. Gary Busey exposes himself in the kitchen on Celebrity Big Brother.
Uh-huh.
Exposes what? It?
Kinda. What happened is...
Hang on. We're going to get distracted. Go back to the Fox 4 piece.
Okay.
I think we were only a minute in. I'll just start it over.
Okay.
Who's the reporter for Fox 4 on this?
It's Brandon Todd.
Chief Will Johnson sat down with me and discussed this problem that has been going on for several months. He said there's a fine line between shooting video and interfering with a police investigation. And he said this weekend that line was crossed.
This is the video that cop watchers are calling an assault. It's posted on Facebook. Saturday night, Arlington police pull a driver over. The Tarrant County Peaceful Streets Project is rolling video. And at some point, Janie Lucero is arrested. Lucero is the wife of Corey Watkins, president of Open Carry Tarrant County, an outspoken critic of Arlington police. He was arrested that night, along with fellow watcher Joseph Tai.
An officer has to be able to do the job that the community has asked them to do.
Arlington Police Chief Will Johnson says his officers are used to being recorded on camera and seeing videos like this posted online. In this particular instance, he says his officers on scene asked around 20 or so people, many of them shooting video of the traffic stop, to step back to a certain distance to give his officers room to work.
With any type of external variables, whether it might be cars or roadway or speed or people, pedestrians, that might distract them from their ability to do their job.
Normally, all we see is video posted by the cop watchers, but in this case, Arlington Police released some of their video to Fox 4 News from the dash camera of a backup officer. This is what the officer saw when he arrived on scene. The person you hear yelling at the officer is Corey Watkins.
I looked at the video during the break. It's a backup officer pulling into the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
And these cop watchers are standing in the driveway of this parking lot. First of all, they see the red lights. They hear the siren. So you can't be surprised that a squad car pulled up in front of you.
Right.
Squad car stops, and some skinny guy on the right starts screaming at the cop.
That's the Corey Watkins.
And actually walks in front of the squad car, still screaming at him. And it looks like he's got something on his hip.
Yeah, he's carrying a black powder pistol. Antique.
All right, we'll set that one aside for a second. But they were blocking the entrance to this parking lot where you have a police officer responding to whatever the call was.
Yeah, it was a traffic stop.
So they're already impeding officers.
His contention is that he was following the Corey Watkins. His contention is that he was doing everything that the police had told him to do. Although at one point I read that he had walked on the sidewalk towards the traffic stop trying to get a better shot with his camera. Then they told him to back up. Supposedly he did. And that's when they were standing in the driveway. And
I'm going to guess a police officer did not tell them to go stand in the driveway. My dad would have told me that.
Yeah. So this is the part where I feel this is the embellishment on behalf of the open carry guy / the peaceful streets folks.
Okay.
Police released some of their video to Fox 4 News from the dash camera of a backup officer. This is what the officer saw when he arrived on scene. The person you hear yelling at the officer is Corey Watkins.
You about to hit my wife with your
Johnson says the watchers were surrounding his officers from three sides. And as you see in this video, Corey Watkins was armed with a black powder pistol, which is legal to open carry in Texas.
That they're responsible for the safety of those that are on the scene that they are conducting.
Still Chief Johnson.
Yes.
And we have to make sure that, that all parties' interests are represented in that.
The attorney for Watkins and his wife, Alex Kim, says Watkins was minding his business, complied with officers' requests, and was...
It's not minding your own business. Minding your own business is sitting at home, watching TV, or beating off the porn. This is creating a disturbance and a distraction.
Was arrested anyway.
They were quiet. They weren't disturbing anybody. They were on the sidewalk.
Okay. The audio that I heard of the scrawny guy, he wasn't quiet.
Mm.
They, in the video, they were not on the sidewalk. They were in the driveway. And then they look surprised when a squad car pulls up, and they stand there.
And that's where... As you...
And it's kind of hard to tell distances with a dash cam, but it doesn't look like the officer came anywhere near hitting the chick.
No, he did not. Also, keep in mind, there are lots of lights. It's not like he didn't see the people there. And the way the Corey Watkins scrawny guy reacted, your word to us, is that he's trying to make it sound as if the police are encroaching and trying to run over him and his wife. That is not the case at all. That's the embellishment part that drives me nuts. He's trying to make something where there is nothing so he can get this type of attention.
You said in the very beginning, that's what their mission seems to be.
Yeah.
On a public street, just recording the police like they're entitled to do.
Kim says Watkins was arrested in the same area he was asked to stand by police.
And then one officer came around and grabbed her individually and started pulling her out, and that's when she jerked away. My inclination is things mostly because she didn't even know who was grabbing her. It was just kind of a knee-jerk reaction.
Chief Johnson says he has asked for dialogue with these groups.
But we haven't been able to get anyone to accept that invitation. We're still open to doing that.
Now, Chief Johnson,
cut these gaps out.
Yeah, I missed that one. My apologies. That part there. This is where the cop watchers say that Arlington Police and Fox 4 are lying. It's media bias in a police state because they said, dating back to March, that they have rejected any meetings with Arlington Police Department. They're saying Fox 4 and the Arlington Police are lying, saying that there has been no dialogue back and forth.
Fox 4 is not going to want to lie about it because if they caught Arlington PD lying,
mm-hmm.
You got a bigger story.
They would. What they're doing is they're twisting the situation. The chief said right there, we want this dialogue. We have not been able to get them to accept an invitation.
And then the cop watch is saying, well, they've denied us every time we wanted to get together.
Well, the cop watchers are saying, we deny. We're not even going to talk with you.
So they don't want to meet with them either. Or they don't want to meet with the cops.
Right.
Oh, I'm sorry. But I misunderstood.
But that's what they're saying, that the media is lying and the police are lying. It's like, no, what the police officer said is, hey, I would like to meet with you, but no one has accepted the invitation. What they're saying is, we rejected it.
Okay, you've totally lost me then. Who's
lying?
I know,
it's confusing.
No, who's lying if one side said we wanted to meet and the other side said we told them we don't want to meet? Who's lying?
They're cop watchers. Are accusing the police of lying.
Saying that
the cop watchers...
Well, they just said they denied any meetings that Arlington wanted to have with them.
Right, but they're saying the police, saying that they've had no dialogue back and forth when there has been.
What would there be for anything... How could they deny a meeting if the cops never offered one?
The cops...
You with me, Clo?
Yeah, I'm with you, but...
I'm telling you, it's confusing because it's twisted.
Well, it's not really twisted. You can't say somebody's lying if the police said, we want to meet, and the cop watcher says, we don't want to meet with them. So how do you call anybody a liar if both stories sync up?
They don't. The cop watchers I'm trying to think how to explain this. The police want to meet with the cop watchers.
I understand that.
The cop watchers do not want to meet with the police.
Got it.
The cop watchers... are accusing the police of lying about saying there's been no dialogue between the two of them.
Oh, they're contending there's dialogue because we denied wanting to meet.
Exactly.
Oh, well, that wasn't really worth pursuing. Let that one go.
Well, that's not what they're letting go, though.
None of it makes any sense.
Right.
It's even harder to explain. You can't just go, well, they're saying this and they're saying that and everybody's saying they're liars. Well, somebody someplace isn't giving me the whole story.
And it goes to showing the absurdity of this mess.
One of them's going to get shot, and the cop is going to get no-billed by the grand jury, and all of a sudden, your cop watch program is over. Why not go ahead and meet with them? Have some dialogue with the cops, even if you don't like them.
They refuse
it. Start your own neighborhood watch. Yeah.
They have. They're doing it on the police.
Stop following the cops who have already found crime. Why don't you go find some new stuff? Because really, who's more of a danger, criminals or cops?
They've chosen their cause.
And obviously, they still haven't taken my suggestion. Still record them, but go get you a nice camcorder. Get you a cheap one. One with a zoom. One where you can still get the image you want, but you're a good ways back. That'll solve most of the problems. They're having to get too close because they're recording all of it with their phones.
And because they want the audio aspect so they can get the officers in trouble.
Get a parabolic mic. $100. Spy supply. Spy shop.
It just goes back to the whole attention thing. They want it. They want this to happen.
Then go buy a f***ing drone. You're not using it for commercial reasons, so I think you can probably get away with it.
Yeah, as long as it stays under a certain height.
And you stay far enough away from the squad car. And the drones record in high definition. So you're going to get better than what you're getting on your phone. Alfie, what do you got on hold?
People calling about the cop watchers. One guy on line 3 has run into him before.
Yes, Jordan.
You still there?
Yep.
All right, cool. Yeah, man. These guys are baiting the cops. I saw them do it.
Okay. No, thanks. Am I still here? Well, it's not. Missed. You want to try and see both sides like the police are trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't seem like there's any type of compromise on one side. I think cops should be watched. We've seen enough times to where police have stepped over the line. And because it's just the perp and the cop, grand jury is going to believe the police officer. You need a third eye. That's fine. But when you start to become part of the crime, now you're dancing around in a dangerous area where you, especially if you're screaming at a cop in his squad car and you got a gun on your hip.
Mm-hmm.
If you accidentally got shot, what do you think the grand jury is going to say? Good job.
I think another big part of the problem is these guys travel in packs. They're 15 or 20 of them whenever they go out. If it was just one or two with a camera, okay, whatever.
And what's happening is they'll see this one stop that'll get made in Arlington.
I wonder why they feel like they need to be in a crowd, though, because you can cover, if you divvy it up, two or three per division.
I don't know. Maybe just they want more witnesses, more phones. You get a squad car, stop somebody, traffic stop. Then either through a scanner or just happen to be driving by, the cop watchers see it, and then they all congregate on it. So now you've got one squad car, one car pulled over, and 10, 15, 20 people in vests and phones. Now other officers have to be pulled out of doing their normal stuff just to maintain a perimeter around a stupid traffic stop.
So now you're eating up more manpower.
Right. And so, the best part,
go ahead.
Real quick, on one of the videos I saw from one of the cop watchers, they're screaming obscenity-laced things at these officers while they're kept at a perimeter saying, you should be fighting real crime, real crime. There's 20 of you here. Dude, you remember that you got there first. They're there because you're there. If you weren't there, they'd be doing other things.
Hold on. Yes, Chris.
Man, what I don't understand, if you date these guys back for the last several months, what is their deal with Arlington Police? They spend all their time in Arlington Police. I don't understand their beef with this. This has been going on for months, and it's strictly with Arlington Police.
My only guess is maybe they all live in Arlington.
That's part of it. The other
it is they're idiots anyway. But I'm wondering, was there a history there? Is there something we don't know that they're into with these guys? Or
do you know Dan?
Yes.
Go ahead.
It started with the open carry Texas. The open carry Tarrant County guys. City of Arlington passed an ordinance saying you couldn't pass out literature in intersections. That's what these guys were doing, spreading pamphlets about it's legal to carry in Texas, long rifles.
Okay.
That's where it all started. The open carry people took Arlington to court. They won. It's First Amendment. They can do this. But ever since then, they feel like they've been bullied by the city of Arlington and by the goose steppers in uniform.
So now they just carry a stick and they want to poke at them every chance they get now. So if they do get shot, I don't feel sorry for them.
Yeah. Only because I'm pro-police. I'm trying to be fair about this. But when you've lost control of your group and you're screaming at the police and you've created distraction and now the police are having to call for backup, taking more men off the street, you're defeating whatever. Here's the other thing. Anytime you go out in large groups, you're going to make a spectacle. The cops are going to know they're watched. What you want is to sneak up with a nice camcorder with a good zoom and have the police observed without their knowledge. That way, you can actually catch something. If they know you're around taping stuff, nothing's ever going to happen. You've blown your whole purpose because you've got the big groups. They know that you're out there. You're in the way. And you're not going to be able to be at every stop. So you can't say, well, we're making sure all these stops, you know, everybody's treated fairly. Well, you're not going to be at all of them because your clump is traveling together. Break them up. Think, what's the word? Subterfuge.
Mm-hmm.
Go incognito. Get a nice zoom. Sit back. Get it. It's like being on television. I'm not going to do anything stupid if I'm on television. I got to sit there and go two or three knuckles in up my nose. I've done it in here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've all been guilty of that.
Well, after a while, since the cameras in here don't have cameramen behind them, then it just becomes a piece of furniture and you forget. Next thing you know, you're going after Richard Kimball up your nose. Alfie's running the switcher. You're on the stream.
Yep.
In HD.
And then you've been turned into a meme.
Again, that would be, I've thrown out two suggestions that I would think would help their cause. You can keep doing it. Get something with a zoom on it and stay hidden. Otherwise, you're not recording a true event.
That makes perfect sense.
So if your mission is truly what you say, you would go that route instead of creating these gatherings.
Yeah. Look at it. If you're trying to police the police, do what the police do. The police don't.
Yeah. They sit there and hide behind a bush.
Right.
Lousy radar running suckers.
Or if they want to take down some sort of major drug operation, they send someone in undercover, incognito. They don't just send a squad car in the middle of them going, like, hey, what y'all doing? Can I watch?
You violating their rights? I'm recording this. If you do anything, it's going to be citizen's arrest. I saw it on the Andy Griffith show. Gomer did it to Barney. Citizen's arrest! You want some of this?
You're jacking with a group that's just too large. You really can't win. Although, at this point, I haven't seen any violation of their rights. We were just standing, or the attorney, they were standing there minding their own business. They're standing in a driveway blocking a responding officer. What else do you need? How far does this need to go? And that original audio that you pulled, I don't know, it was my first exposure to the cop watchers, where one of them walks up to a Arlington squad car parked in a private parking lot.
Yeah.
I'm going to need to see the cop watcher saying to the cop, I had to stop it twice and ask you, that's the cop watcher.
Right.
Talking to the cop.
Yeah. I actually still have that if you wanted.
What cut is it?
It's not a cut. It's just pulling over APD, I think is what it's titled. So there's no number in front of it.
I'm still vexed by that Gary Busey one.
It's interesting, the Gary Busey. He doesn't talk a lot in it, but it doesn't matter because it's what he doesn't say.
Gary Busey, running, Fox and Friends, Ravens, mixed down. I don't see it.
It doesn't have a number in front of it.
The ones without numbers? No.
Okay.
I can. Do you remember what you labeled it?
Pulling over APD.
It's not on your flash.
Well, it's in there somewhere. Maybe it's on something else.
Let me see if it's in the main folder.
I probably deleted it.
Well, don't tell me it's there and have me go dig for it. No, it's nowhere on your flash. Right.
I thought I saw it today. I must have seen it on my computer.
Yeah, it was just, I
can recreate it.
I'm going to need to see your driver's license and insurance, and I'm not kidding.
Oh, yeah, let Dan do it. Let Dan do it.
What?
It's oh, he's no. Watched it enough. What? Go ahead.
Excuse me, sir. Sir,
yeah.
Do you realize you're double parked?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to need to see your license and registration and your insurance.
There's my ID right there on the door.
I'm going to need to see it right now.
Oh, it's right there on the door. It says Arlington Police.
I'm watching you. You're parked illegally. You think you get to do whatever you want just because you're a police officer? You big goose stepper?
Yeah, I think I can.
No, you can't. I'm here watching you, me and my friends. Ha-ha.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
5:35, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Let's get things started off in Dallas, westbound I-30. We're at a Grand. Got an overturned vehicle blocking the two right lanes. Traffic there is back to Longview Avenue. Also in Dallas, southbound of the Bush, right at Shady Grove. Got an accident there blocking the right lane. Traffic is backed up back from 183. Moving into Coppell. Got an accident westbound 635 right at Royal Lane. Got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic is completely stopped back from MacArthur. It's nearly an hour delay through that. And finally in Fort Worth, southbound 35W right at North Loop 820. Got an accident there blocking the right shoulder. That has traffic backed up back from Keller Hicks. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Farmers Insurance tonight. Clear skies, 78 for the low, sunny and 100 for the high tomorrow. Right now, 97 and 97.1, the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show.
You ready?
Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
And here's another solution that the cop watchers could take into consideration.
Mm-hmm.
All right, obviously, if they want to make their presence known when these traffic stops are going on, then why not just do, you got 20 or 30 of you, divvy it up, do ride-alongs with the Arlington Police Department. That way you got one in every squad car. Well, they're going to behave differently if they know we're there. They already know you're there when you show up 20 or 30 at a time. Take your camera, record whatever it is you're going to do, go out with one cop. And if your goal really is to make cops accountable, you're going to accomplish that. And you may even see another side of the equation that you didn't really think about. So everybody wins. It's not hard. I'm pretty sure Arlington PD would be open to it. I don't know how many different solutions to throw out.
The thing is, though, is they don't want any sort of solution. The cop watchers don't want any sort of solution where they seemingly join with the police force. They want it to be completely independent. They don't want there to be any...
You're still independent. You don't work for the police department. You're in the squad car. You get to see up front from the cop's POV what's going on. Your excuse could be, well, we don't want to have anything to do. We don't want to be in their car. We don't want to get friendly with them. This needs to be just a completely subjective...
Objective
view of what's going on. Well, you're not getting that because you're starting to piss them off.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always going to skew things.
Yeah, this is supposedly an email that was sent to Arlington Police. After arranging talks with the founder of the Peaceful Streets Project, we felt it better we did not meet to discuss our program. Hope the following will clear up any questions you may have. Does the Peaceful Streets Project work with or against law enforcement? It works with and supports many victims of police abuse and violence, and many of the communities we are trying to empower are comprised of high numbers of victims of police abuse and violence. As such, the Peaceful Streets Project seeks to ensure a safe and secure environment for these victims by refusing to allow law enforcement agencies, officials, or their representatives from participating in Peaceful Streets Project actions or events. And then some other stuff.
And I agree with that on a certain level. You need to have somebody like a citizens review board. I don't like the whole idea of police investigating themselves. That whole concept is stupid. We have internal affairs. I don't care. They're still cops. That doesn't make any sense on any level. Well, what about this? Let's say they had some type of internal affairs for schools. Teachers checking on other teachers. Did you show that class your weenie? Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did too. That's okay. You're clean.
No.
Any it's got to be somebody outside the organization.
And I get that because there's the, you know, then it seems completely objective and transparent. Any officer I've ever talked to, though, about their internal affairs people, they do not see them as the same. That's IA. They are not us. They do not like them.
Well, but you still need some accountability to the public. And if your view is cops are checking on other cops, then you still don't feel like it's a fair investigation. Unless possibly you bring the feds in. Alfie, what do you got?
Those are all people calling about the cop blockers.
Don't want to take them.
Line one has actually a fairly decent solution.
Yes, Landon.
So if the cop watchers were smart, they would actually invest money and invest in cameras and work with the cameras on the police officers.
What do you want?
He was saying the cop blockers should be out there raising funds for the police departments to put cameras on every single cop.
I think at a certain point, federal money is going to come down and most police departments will get it.
Yeah.
But it's still a valid viewpoint. Well, but how do we know that they're going to use them and they're not going to take them off when they're beating somebody?
Exactly.
It's like I said before, there is no compromise. There is no gray area. It's the assumption that all cops are criminals who somehow beat the system and got a badge. And I don't understand it.
All that that does, though, is add to society's mistrust of cops. All that these people are doing are saying, well, you can't trust those cops.
And you know how I know that? Partly from a post 8 hours ago that Corey Watkins, who was in the video, he made on his Facebook page. Same officer that swiped me with his car is the same one that almost hit my wife. Hashtag thugs, hashtag bullies, hashtag liberty will win. Blah.
Who hit him with the squad car?
In the video.
Or that same night?
Yeah.
That cop didn't come close to hitting him.
Well, according to Corey Watkins, according to Corey Watkins' post, the same officer that swiped me with his car is the same one that almost hit my wife.
Swiping means they hit you with a car.
Right.
They didn't hit you with a car.
And he's saying he almost hit his wife. This is what I mean by the...
No, in fact, a cop had to pull his wife out of the way because she kept standing in the middle of the driveway. You're not doing a lot of good for your cause. You'd probably be better off not recording any of this. And this was a one stop in Arlington over the weekend. How many stops do you think Arlington made over the course of Saturday and Sunday? And how many did you miss because you decided to gather at this one? Divvy up. Cover it all. And I'm going to guess if you still got other people watching the other cops. First of all, nothing happened at this one. The only thing that happened at this stop was a bunch of people got together and created a disturbance.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like all the stops over the weekend, as far as Arlington PD went, they were all fine. I'm still missing your problem.
They're exercising their rights. And also,
they're going to figure out where their rights end. And that's when you see one of those tattoos that a cop has that says, if you can read this, you're on the ground. Okay. Done with that. We started audio from something earlier we didn't finish.
Yes, Deion Sanders last night on Running Wild with Bear Grylls.
Okay.
Cut 10 is the one where we had mentioned Deion had never been camping before he did the show. He spent his whole life in cities, and he does not do well with snakes, and Bear Grylls caught one because they needed something for dinner.
Mm. And this is a live snake this bear guy's grabbed.
Yes.
Is he chasing Deion around with it?
I'll let you listen.
I think I've just spotted this.
Oh, Lord, no! 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 No, man. Ain't gonna do it. Better stop playing, man.
This is gonna be our dinner.
No, it's not either.
stop playing, man.
Look, it's a king snake.
I wouldn't care if it was a queen snake.
I need your help.
No, you don't either.
It's getting pissed. Get me the knife.
No.
Hang on, let me hit it with this statue.
You cut the head off, man.
Okay. Get rid of the head.
There you go, man.
He's dead.
It's still a snake.
He's dead.
That does not make him not a snake. Bear, come on, man. Bear, stop it.
Is he chasing him now?
Oh, absolutely.
What's he chasing him with? Which part?
The body of the snake. The head is dangerous. He kicked that away.
Yeah, the snake's head can still bite you for...
Oh, good while.
I think I read it someplace for at least an hour.
Mm-hmm.
It's jacked up. Snakes are bitches.
Snake? Bear, come on, man. Bear, stop, man. Who chases another man in the wild with a snake?
Yeah, sorry about that. They said you were fast, and they're right.
It's not right, Bear.
Doesn't sound like Dion outranding. Outranding. Outranding.
He did. That was after they, it was, this is cut down. That was after when they were sitting down and they're relaxing. You're like, man, that's not right. Chase me with that snake.
Damn, that brother went into overdrive. I'm with Dion on that one. I don't care which part of the snake it is. Unless it's got Nakona on the side of it, I don't want to touch it.
This was, I think this was the season finale of this show that ran over the summer for a few weeks. It was Bear Grylls. He took different celebrities on an overnight survival
excursion. Yeah, obviously that bear guy is a, what's the name?
Bear Grylls.
He's a little scamp. I'm not going camping with him. Same reason I wouldn't go camping with Craig Ludwig from the Stars. I know he wants to get me out to, was it Possum?
Mm-hmm. Possum Kingdom Devil's Gate.
Yeah. Wants to get me out there just to drown me. Who's a knuckle dragger now?
Oh, look at that. Russ dragging his knuckles on the bottom of Possum Kingdom Lake.
So this Bear Grylls guy. I ran from a production director one time at a TV station who pulled his glass eye out and chased me around.
That's right.
What do you think I'm going to do if they're holding a f***ing snake?
It's dead, though.
I was dead. Yeah.
And then, eat it for dinner.
If it's already prepared, I've never had snake. I don't know what it tastes like. As long as it doesn't look like anything it did in real life. Shrimp's about the only thing I can eat that sort of looks like the way it did when it was swimming.
I think I had it once. It was
shrimp?
No, I've had shrimp plenty. No, I think it was rattlesnake. I think it was like a rattlesnake and rabbit sausage. I tried it just for the heck, just to try it. It was good.
Most people say it is.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, no.
It came in like a little medallion type thing, so it's not like it didn't come
almost
with,
look like scallops?
In a way, yeah, it just... If I'm remembering it right, it just looked like a little slice of almost like just meat,
no.
Just like a little tenderloin.
If I didn't know what it was, if I thought it was some type of fish fillet, whatever, maybe. Yeah. But if I knew it was snake, no. No.
It was good though,
and you knew what it was.
Yes. No.
What kind of snake was it?
Pretty sure it was rattlesnake.
You ever had black snake? They have to cut those up in tiny pieces.
I have not.
In their native form, they're too big to eat. Okay, I got to hear this Busey clip.
All right, cut 11. Yeah, Gary Busey. This is on Celebrity Big Brother that's happening in England right now. The castmates are cooking dinner. And Gary comes in and has to sit down in a chair in the kitchen because he's got an issue.
I'm turning in.
James, can you sort that out, please? He's got no trousers on.
I know. What do you want me to do?
Can you tell me, please?
Is that just the coughing up morning phlegm?
No, what he's doing is his knee apparently popped out on him.
All right.
So I assume it's his kneecap. So he's got to pull his pants down to locate his kneecap and then push it back into place.
Could have done that in the bathroom, bedroom, someplace secluded.
They do mention that. However, it's Gary Busey, and he's got an answer for it.
I'm turning in.
James, can you sort that out, please? He's got no trousers on.
I know. What do you want me to do?
Can you tell me, please? James. Can someone sort that out now? That is not right. That's not natural.
What was that noise?
I think it's the sink. Because they're also, like, they're sautéing something on the stove. Yeah,
it sounded like Busey had a case of the runny s***. Doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Can someone sort that out now? That is not right. That's not natural. That's not right.
Well, what can you do? What can you do? Do you know what I mean? I'm not a professional. I don't know how to deal with that situation. Are you okay, Gary?
No. My knee was out.
Maybe you should go in the toilet and do that next time.
It's over.
He just stands up.
Well, I think she's right. Next time. She didn't say, why don't you go in there now?
Well, that was a guy.
That's a guy talking?
Yeah, I believe his name was George.
The guy at the end?
Mm-hmm.
I'm turning in.
I mean, I'm not a professional. I don't know how to deal with that situation.
That's a guy.
I think so.
What can you do? Do you know what I mean? I'm not a professional. I don't know how to deal with that situation. Are you okay, Gary?
No. My knee was out.
Maybe you should go in the toilet and do that next time.
It's over.
Maybe you should get you a pair of balls. I'm tired of turning around and seeing a man talking to me. Can't even help me with my knee that's just shot out of a socket.
No trousers.
He's got no trousers.
The big deal, you've never seen a man's penis? Oh, what? It's my dick. My knee is out. The only way to get it back in is, all right, you're going to have to grab a hold of my penis.
And he does, man. He's like, he's doubled up.
You see his?
Yeah, he's got his pants down. He's sitting on a chair, and he's doubled over.
So he's doubled over. You can't see his business.
No, you can't. But, I mean, his ass is near the stove top, so I guess they're a little wiggy about that. And he's
so did it show him pulling his pants down, or were they already down?
They were, the clip I saw, pushing him down.
Was there any mosaic use to cover up any of his junk?
No, he was wearing a long shirt.
As you know, his has buck teeth.
God. And crazy hair.
Yeah. Oh, you won't see little Gary. Looks just like me.
It's all teeth and hair.
Ain't nothing but teeth and one eye and hair.
Oh, God.
How long is this? Is he on every week, or is it a different celebrity every week?
I think it's him every week. Because we played something from this a week or two ago on the first episode where he told everyone where he was a medium and he had just spoken to Patrick Swayze.
What is this on?
It's not on American television.
I'm sure through satellite or something you could find, or at least find a way to watch it online. If you
I'm gonna need more clips of this every week.
I think so. Celebrity Big Brother, UK, Gary Busey. That should get you.
It's just kind of, I don't know if it's sad or not. Sort of sad that the only way he can make money now is to do reality shows. And when he ran out in the U.S., now he's got to do the U.K.
To me, I think there's a serious area. Maybe he's done one before, but he seems like he'd be the perfect guy for all those sci-fi movies.
To do what?
Like the Sharknado-type movies. Like the Sharktopus versus Megalodon or whatever. He could be the guy that's like the monsters expert in all those movies. He's like, oh, this is the monster you're dealing with. I don't know. It's Gary.
I don't know what his retention is for remembering lines now.
Well, the good thing is in a sci-fi movie like that, it doesn't have to be all that good. You can just say go, see what you get, and just edit some stuff down. You'll get something to use.
I'm sorry. I think the movie's over. I ate the shark. You ate the shark. Yeah.
I guess we got to rewrite.
Yeah. The one thing that we thought in the script nobody could ever eat would be a shark.
Just have him play the role.
Yeah, I don't know. I just walking down the street, and all of a sudden this tornado picked me up. And I'm flying all over the place, eating hot bitches. You're right.
That would work.
Since all those are, you can't even call them B movies. They're all direct to video. Sharknado, Airplane versus Volcano. I mean, they've run out of clever names.
Yeah. Sharktopus.
If you look, I think the production company's name is Asylum.
Mm-hmm.
If you look on their website, it's just all the different things they've produced. And like they don't even care. Well, what's in it? There's an airplane and there's lava. All right, call it Airplane versus Volcano. What else you got? Well, there's this huge asteroid coming towards the Earth. Earth versus Asteroid. Next. Yeah, and I'm not kidding. That's what a lot of them are called.
You're right. And there's some genius in that simplicity. Why overthink it? Why come up with some stupid, over-the-top Hollywood thing when you can just call it what it is? And then direct-to-video is almost too good for it. It's direct-to-sci-fi. It's created its own new genre.
And it's made sci-fi popular again.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow the Sharknado thing is... had two sequels?
Two, and there's talk of a third.
And it's always the same concept. Tornado goes over the ocean, picks up a bunch of sharks,
mm-hmm.
and then drops them.
It just keeps...
suburban areas, populated areas, and people are going, who are these sharks?
Yeah, yeah. The first one, it just went all around L.A.
They all look like Larry David. Somebody dropped a bunch of lawyers on me. We need to break?
Yes.
All right.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
604. This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Let's get started off in Dallas. Southbound of the Bush right at Shady Grove. Got an accident there blocking the right lane. Traffic is backed up back from 183. Also in Dallas, westbound I-30 right at Grand Avenue. Got an overturned vehicle blocking the off-ramp. Traffic there is backed up back from Ferguson. Moving into Coppell, westbound 635 right at Royal Lane. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from MacArthur. And finally in Fort Worth, southbound 35W right at North Loop 820. Got an accident there blocking the right shoulder. That one has you backed up still back from Keller Hicks. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Cotton Patch Cafe. Tonight, overnight low 78. Tomorrow, sunny and 100 for the high. It's 97 right now at 97.1 The Eagle.
K-E-G-L, The Eagle. The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
All right, I think we've waited long enough. Start news.
Already.
607, Dan O'Malley is here with news.
Thank you, Russ. Today is Tuesday, September 9th, 2014. Birthdays today. She plays Rebecca Ewing on Dallas. Her name is Julie Gonzalo. She turns 33. Actress Michelle Williams is 34. Actor Eric Stonestreet plays Cam on Modern Family. He turns 43. Also turning 43 is Henry Thomas. He played Elliot in E.T. Rod Stewart's ex and former model Rachel Hunter, 45. Adam Sandler, horrible movie maker, is 48. Hugh Grant is 54. Angela Cartwright, 62. She played...
Lost in Space, Penny.
Very good. Also, Tom Wopat. He turned 63 today. A day after a new video surfaced showing Ray Rice hitting his then-fiancée in the face in a hotel elevator, prompting the Ravens to release the running back and the NFL to increase his suspension from 2 games to indefinite, Janae Rice defended her husband and criticized the media. She wrote in an Instagram post, "I woke up this morning feeling like I had a horrible nightmare, feeling like I'm mourning the death of my closest friend. But to have to accept that fact that it's reality is a nightmare itself. No one knows the pain that the media and unwanted opinions from the public has caused my family. To make us relive a moment in our lives that we regret every day is a horrible thing. To take something away from the man I love that he has worked his ass off for all his life just to gain ratings is horrific."
She ever filed charges?
I don't know if she did, but there were charges filed.
Mm.
This is our life. What don't you all get? If your intentions were to hurt us, embarrass us, make us feel alone, take all happiness away, you've succeeded on so many levels. Just know we will continue to grow and show the world what real love is.
And they may do it. But the media and the public didn't force him to smack her in a public place.
No.
I don't think there's any more to that argument.
There isn't. It's really at this point, with her coming out and saying this, now you've got a lot of people saying this is how victimized she is because she's standing by her man.
Well, a lot of chicks that are victims of domestic abuse, they'll recant.
Mm-hmm.
Or they'll stay with a guy. I don't know what their situation is. I don't know if this has happened before. I think all it would take is one time to knock me the F out. I'm probably going to dissolve this relationship.
You are, but it's easy to say it when you're not that person.
And you're right. You don't know if she's become callous to all this. He may smack her a lot.
He might.
Might not. I don't know.
And that's the other side of it as well. It's like she's already been victimized once. So she's chosen to stand by her man, either because she's delusional or because she's genuinely forgiven him and loves him. She's still having to defend herself from complete strangers now.
Why are you staying with him? Well, you don't know our relationship.
Right.
And that's a fair perspective. It's none of your business what I'm doing. It's our private life. All right, so he had a moment. He's never hit me before. We've been together. I don't know how long they've been married. We've been together for a long time. He's never hit me. He lost it once. He doesn't have a history of it. So from my point of view, I'm going to stay with him.
Yeah.
You're right. You really shouldn't have to explain your private life to anybody unless it becomes criminal. And then all you have to talk to is the courts,
yeah,
or police, the media, or anybody on the street. Would you like me to ask what's going on in your house? Would you like cameras shoved down your throat nonstop?
Yeah, but then the defense for that is people say, oh, well, I'm not, you know, married to a professional athlete. I'm not a celebrity.
I'm not a celebrity either. I just happen to marry a pro player. That doesn't mean that you get a free ride as far as knocking somebody out.
Yeah, TMZ Sports, which released the video on its website Monday, said earlier Tuesday that sources connected with the hotel and casino told TMZ Sports no one from the NFL asked the casino for the video of the couple in the elevator from the incident.
I told you. TMZ released the video outside the elevator.
Mm-hmm.
Said, well, why wouldn't anybody ask what went on inside the elevator? Because you know there are cameras all over the place.
Right.
What, this was a casino.
It's a casino.
So you know it's totally covered. And NFL?
Mm-hmm.
NFL doesn't even bother to ask, is there video inside the elevator?
Well, hang on. In a statement on Tuesday, the NFL said security for the Atlantic City casinos is handled by the New Jersey State Police. Any videos related to an ongoing criminal investigation are held in the custody of the state police. As we said yesterday, we requested from law enforcement any and all information about the incident, including the video from inside the elevator. That video was not made available to us.
So TMZ has more pull than the NFL.
It seems that way. In response to inquiries from ABC News, the state police said the statement from the NFL is not accurate. The spokesman said investigations of incidents on the casino floor are handled by the NJSP, but this occurred in the elevator and was handled by Atlantic City Police Department. We never had the video.
All right, you got too many people pointing different fingers. You got New Jersey State Police going, hey, Atlantic City's got it. Well, it had to go someplace. Don't you guys disseminate information? And how did TMZ get it?
And that's the other thing. It's the NFL. If it wanted to see the video, it could have. And that's what the general, that's sort of what the story has morphed into. And there are sources that have said, yes, they could have seen it. They just didn't request it, even though the NFL said they did.
And TMZ may not have requested it. Somebody might have leaked it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to give this to you. You don't tell them where you got it. Well, there's only going to be a few people it could have come from.
Yeah. TMZ's sources indicated that the casino had made copies of the tape for both law enforcement and Rice's attorneys, but the NFL never asked either of those two entities for copies of the tape.
Maybe they didn't ask because he admitted to doing it.
That's probably a large part of it.
Had it been a gray area, no, I never hit her. Okay, now we're going to want to see the tapes.
Mm-hmm.
But to totally change your decision on whether he's going to be suspended or not based on his word, and then it becomes a bigger deal when you see the video, even though he told you what happened. I don't get why the punishment wouldn't have been the same with or without the video.
And that's a good question. It's just the whole thing. Everyone's perspective changed. For whatever reason, some people, without having seen it, they were able to either dismiss some aspect of it or fill in some sort of gap.
I don't know what kind of gap there could have been. They got on the elevator. There was the video of them walking into the elevator was released. Them coming out was released.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Two walk in, one walks out. Obviously, somebody got hit hard enough to get knocked the F out. You don't really need somebody walking around in a trench coat. Ah, could I ask you one more question?
Yeah.
That's the best Peter Falk I can do.
That's one of the best I've seen you do.
With the eyes?
Yeah,
it's
good.
Not Kevin Pollak.
No, hey, not everyone can have their eyes move independently of one another.
Yeah, he did that for Peter. Kevin Pollak did that for Peter Falk once. And wigged Peter Falk out.
It is a gift. Well, speaking of the video, Fox and Friends didn't want to be left out of the fun on this. So host Brian Kilmeade, I actually have this. It is cut number 8. Fox and Friends host Brian Kilmeade says.
Which one is he? You got the tall, stupid-looking guy that's named Ducey?
That's Steve Ducey. Brian Kilmeade is the short, black-haired one.
Okay. I haven't watched it enough. I know there's a blonde chick in the middle who is now somebody else.
It was Gretchen Carlson. It is now Elizabeth Hasselbeck. Okay. However, on this episode, it was some other rotating Fox blonde.
Okay. So it's the guy on the right that said this, because the tall, lanky doof is on the left.
Yeah, they both said something stupid when they were talking about the video, though.
All right. Cut what?
8, I believe.
We should also point out, after that video, and now you know what happened in there, she still married him. They're currently married.
I got hitched.
I mean, look, Rihanna went back to
Chris Brown.
Yeah, Chris Brown right after. A lot of people thought that was a terrible message.
And then there's Jay-Z and Beyonce and Solange. That was also in an elevator.
But you notice JV didn't hit back.
There was some craziness there.
I think the message is take the stairs.
The message is when you're in an elevator, there's a camera.
Yeah.
Hey-o. Ha-ha. Hey-hey. Fox and Friends. Right back after that.
Not as egregious as something that things that other people have said, but why did they let them ad lib?
That's what they do. These guys are entertaining.
But they don't do it well.
That's them.
Has there been a backlash?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Twitter did not enjoy that at all.
What did Twitter say? I like the way that Twitter's become its own entity.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the voice of the people.
Yeah. Standard reactions of how dare you, Fox and Friends. You should be ashamed of yourself, Steve Ducey, Brian Kilmeade. This is the reason why Fox and Friends is laughable. Just things along those lines where it's just people just voicing general displeasure. How dare you make light of something so serious?
I mean, they were on their way to making a good point of, you know, there's obviously there needs to be some type of help, assistance with women who have been battered, because a lot of them seem to go back to people who truly hit them, like Chris Brown. That wasn't just a slip reflex. That was an ongoing beating inside that car.
Yeah.
But they were close to making a point of maybe we need to provide better services so these chicks don't go back to guys that hit them. No. What's our answer? Take the stairs. Because elevators have cameras. Have they apologized yet?
Oh, yeah. They did that this morning.
What'd they say?
Our bad. They said the standard stuff. If we didn't mean to make light, we know we take this situation very seriously. That standard crap. We apologize for anyone that we offended.
I'm going to guess they have that on standby with Twitter. Just anything they might say. Now, is it Steve Ducey? Any relation to Ducey here?
Yes, he is. They are first cousins, I believe.
Wow.
And you know it's got to chap his ass every time his idiot R. Steve Ducey here on 4. You know it's
Are they both named Steve?
Yeah.
Mike.
No, Mike.
Oh, Mike Ducey, sorry.
Mike Ducey on 4.
Yeah, Mike Ducey on 4. You know it's got to chap his ass every time his idiot cousin says something. Because they're linked.
Yeah, because Ducey is a name that stands out.
Right.
Please, not again. Man, if he could just die in his sleep.
I like to envision that whenever there's some sort of family get-together, like at a picnic or a barbecue, Steve from Fox and Friends is trying to do, like, kind of run the room, kind of like, hey, I'm the fun one. Nah. Then Mike's over in the corner just like, I'm going to kill him. One of these days, I'm going to drown him in that barbecue sauce.
Dude, he's like our... just the thing in our family we've been trying to get rid of. He's like Kramer with Asperger's.
And he's probably, you know, and he's probably bragging about how he's on cable, he's in New York, he's national. Mike Ducey's like, I cover the Cowboys. I think I'm pretty awesome in my own right.
I'm on broadcast television. People don't think I'm an idiot. I was able to overcome the name, because Ducey sounds kind of stupid.
Mm-hmm.
But thank God you're on Fox and Friends, reinforcing the idiocy that goes along with the name. There's Steve Ducey right now.
Hey. That's
at least
Mike.
Ray Rice. Life without June Jones has begun at SMU.
Okay, I don't really care. It's amazing how differently, even though they're related, you can never tell.
They're completely different.
The Ducey on Fox and Friends really is kind of a just a kind of sandy-haired.
Yes.
A sandy-haired Kramer. Have no clue what's going to come out of him. But I got to be light. I got to be funny. That's not your job. Read the news. Shut up. They want you to do something that sounds like ad-lib. They'll write it for you.
The weird thing is, I think that actually is their job on Fox and Friends. It's sort of, on that show, it's sort of a morning radio zoo type show.
And where's Hasselbeck?
I don't know. Maybe she was on vacation.
Didn't she just start?
A while back. It's TV, man. They get in front of a TV for like a few weeks and go, whew, man, I need 2 weeks off.
Well, I ain't pointing fingers.
I'm so tired.
Yeah, what are they? How long is Fox and Friends on? A couple hours?
Something like that. But it's a morning show, so I'm sure they're up early researching things, writing out their bits.
Got to get on YouTube, see what's trending, what's popular. Any new cat videos? Any videos of lions hugging people?
As a matter of fact.
What?
There is.
Oh, I know. I saw it on CNN over the weekend. And that was my binge watching. I saw it on my phone,
mm-hmm.
My CNN app. I went, okay, that's kind of inspiring. It's a guy that's lions in an enclosure, or the guy's in an enclosure. Regardless, there's a fence between this guy and a lion cub. And the lion cub's running back and forth, jumping on the fence, and he's unlocking the gate.
And it's not a small cub.
No, but it's still a cub.
Yeah.
Opens the gate. Now the cub comes flying through the gate. Leaps on this guy and starts hugging and licking. It really is like a house cat, only a couple hundred pounds.
For a second, though, man, when that cat first runs out of that cage, you're just like, oh, that man's dead. And then it jumps and hugs and licks, and it's like, oh. It goes from almost fear to, I'm watching a live leak video, to, oh, it's cute.
So, once I got done with my business in the bathroom, I went, I'm going to watch this on TV. So I pulled up YouTube and just searched lion hug. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
There's like dozens of videos of lions hugging. Obviously, lions love to hug people without eating them.
Did you see the one? I think it was two guys that reunited with a lion.
That video looked like it was, I know it wasn't, but it looked like it was shot in the 70s.
I think it was. It's an older one, but it's one of the most popular ones.
And they had rescued this lion cub and then, you know, nursed it back to health, let it go in the wild. They decide a year later they want to go visit, so I guess they go to the same area where they let it go. And they're standing there, and you see it coming down the hill. And As it gets closer and closer, it recognizes him and runs and jumps. And it's like one of those moments. Okay. Am I daddy or am I pot pie?
Either way, someone's going to be kicking their legs.
And that lion remembered both guys.
It's amazing.
And it was I don't know why it's inspiring, but
it's
I don't
beautiful.
Know what it inspires. It makes you want to get a lion. I want to get a lion.
No, you are not getting a lion.
I got enough land.
Stop it.
I got enough land.
I don't care if you have enough land. You're not getting a lion.
I think I can get it some type of agricultural exemption from the county.
I think you're going to need more than just Collin County's approval to get a lion. I think it's federal. I think it'd become some sort of zoo. I don't think you should have a lion.
I got why? I got four dogs and a lion. That's almost a zoo.
You don't even like cats.
But these, you just watch all the videos. I can't connect to the internet because for whatever reason our internet's down. But you look at the different videos and there's a guy with a GoPro strapped to his hip. It's like on a pole.
Okay.
And the pole is like way above his head. It's an odd view. And he's walking through the wild and all of a sudden a couple of lions come out of the grass.
Uh-oh. Going,
yeah. This is going to be an HD. And they jump up, and they're like, again, like a couple of big house cats. Absolutely love this man.
That's freaky to me.
Man, I don't want to take that chance, man.
I think if it's me, I just have to... I'd have to focus on the memory and the good deed that I did. Yeah. That's what I'm going to take with me. I'm not going to go back to where I let, you know, little Simba go. I don't want to take the chance that Simba decides, I don't remember you, and I'm going to eat you.
Yeah. Because it's the only reason
or maybe,
I know it's iffy is because a friend of ours, Lance Pope, who used to run Haunted Verdun Manor, big haunted house in Forney, then he moved it a little further, closer to Terrell. He had a lion enclosure, and even though he'd been around these lions all their lives, one of them attacked him. And had it not been for one of the other lions, he would have died. So I don't know why one turned on him. But luckily, there was another one to defend him.
No kidding.
So because they're in the wild, it's a crapshoot.
And the other thing you got to worry about is when the lion that you helped comes back towards you and it does recognize you, you still have to wonder, is it happy to see me, or is it pissed because I made it go back to the wild?
I think animals remember all the good stuff.
I hope it would.
But, again, you don't really know, and I don't want that lion chasing me around a tree until I turn into butter.
Daddy, you're a pot pie.
Anyone get that?
No.
Alfie, you get it?
Was it a Tom and Jerry cartoon?
No. Actually, it would have been a tiger chasing somebody around until they turned into butter. Tell you what, Google that. I'll give you 30 seconds while I drink.
All right.
Man, this is going to be ugly. I just know it.
Yeah.
Why you do this stuff?
Oh, God. Oh.
No. Yeah. Russ.
Make you hungry for pancakes?
Here, look, Chloe.
It was a big chain of big chain of restaurants for a while.
Yeah, now it makes sense. See, I'm glad we didn't get that. It's better. The world's a better place for us not having gotten that.
I'm not the one that opened up a franchise called Sambo's.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
6:34, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles' Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by BMW Value Service. Only a couple incidents out there right now. Both of them in Dallas. We'll start off westbound I-30 right at Grand Avenue. Got an accident there. It's now in the clearing stages. Traffic is still backed up back from Buckner Boulevard. Also in Dallas, northbound on the tollway right at Beltline. Got a stalled vehicle there blocking the right shoulder. That one has traffic backed up back from Alpha Road. Call number 9 wins a pair of tickets to Freakers Ball Thursday, October 16th at the Verizon Theater in Grand Prairie featuring Chevelle, P.O.D., and Papa Roach. Details are at KGL.com. Call now. It's 214-817-787-1971. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles' Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Joe's Crab Shack. Tonight's low 78, tomorrow's high 100, right now 96, but 97.1 the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Is this breaking news?
It was actually posted yesterday. I just really hadn't heard much about it.
Today's the 9th. I'm on DallasNews.com.
That's what I've got pulled up as
and
well.
And it's posted the 9th.
It says that, but it said the press release was, I guess, released yesterday.
I mean, it took a while to be
disseminated. Yeah, and then I guess the suit was filed Monday. A former exotic dancer on Monday sued Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones, accusing him of sexual assault after a June 2009 incident in a local hotel. Jenna Weckerly from Ardmore, Oklahoma, said Jones fondled her, forced her to touch or rub his penis, and required she watch as the 71-year-old Jones received oral sex from another woman.
How did he force her to watch?
I don't know. Weckerly is seeking more than $1 million in punitive damages. She was not available for comment on Tuesday. Her attorney, Thomas Bauer, said his client is in counseling and is taking medicine to help her cope with trauma from the incident.
5 years later.
It would appear so.
Criminal charges filed in 09?
I'm not aware of any criminal charges filed.
If there were, they would have made the news.
Bowers, the attorney, would not say how Jerry Jones forced Weckerly to submit to the alleged assault.
He tricked me. He put a sign over his weenie that said, look. With the big circles and the eyeballs in the middle. You can't look away.
The encounter between Jones and the three women was first detailed in a rambling manifesto by a man named Frank Hoover last month. He included three photos of the owner and two women in sexually stuffed.
Oh, these are all the same chicks.
Yes. Weckerly did not appear in any of those photos, but she's the one that took them with her cell phone.
So she can't even prove she was there.
She says she was. I know.
Okay, just think about it. We're talking about civil action,
mm-hmm.
where all you have to be is 1% more believable than the other side.
Yeah.
51%. Who are you going to believe? Who? A billionaire or a dancer from Oklahoma?
From Ardmore.
Not even a big, big city in Oklahoma. Ardmore.
Some people might say that doesn't matter.
It doesn't, but first of all, there was no criminal action filed in 09.
Right.
No charges. You wait 5 years. Wait till after these photos are leaked. I'm just wondering if there was any blackmail going on, or they attempted it, extortion, and they realized Jerry went, I'm not messing with you. Okay, then we're going to go to court. Okay. You're still a dancer in Ardmore.
And that's probably why whatever happened, if anything was approached, why he would have said, no, I'm not going to give you anything.
Go ahead.
Jones, let's see. The lawsuit also alleges Jerry Jones conspired to cover up the incident by forcing Weckerly to sign an agreement to conceal the assault. Bauer said,
How does anybody draft up an agreement? You promised that you'll never reveal this assault happened, and we'll give you this amount of money. Even if there's consideration and it's a valid contract, it's not going to hold up.
Plus, I don't think...
You can't agree to an illegal act in a contract.
And I don't think they had a copy of it to put in this complaint. It's just her saying that he wanted her to sign one.
Did she say she signed it?
I haven't seen that. Bowers, the attorney, said on Tuesday the assault happened in the bathroom of a local 5-star hotel. Afterward...
He's Jerry Jones. Really? I'm not big on the way that they're running the Cowboys or Cowboys Stadium and jacking people around on seats and prices and food and parking. He didn't have to go to Ardmore and jack around with a couple of dancers in a bathroom.
Well, they came here.
All this happened here?
Yes. That's why I said it happened in a Dallas area 5-star hotel.
Why would you ship in any dancers from Ardmore?
Maybe.
Think about it, hi.
Maybe she was working in Dallas at the time. I don't know. Maybe
as
she was
featured
visiting.
What?
I don't know. I'm just reading the story.
Why is she in town? She traveling with Jim Rose?
I don't know.
Here's Jim Rose's sideshow featuring
These dancers from Martin Moore. Where you dance. The club is Saggy T's Cabaret. Saggy T's Cabaret.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Makes it sound classy. That sounds French.
Yeah, if you always throw cabaret on, doesn't matter what the rest of it is. Saggy nasty. So climb on rocks. Even with chicken pox.
Oh, God. The attorney said on Tuesday that the sexual assault happened in a bathroom of a local five-star hotel. Afterward, Jones and Weckerly went to a dance floor where the Cowboys owner allegedly continued his advances.
Again, this just gets too unbelievable. I'm not saying he's totally innocent, but...
You're seeing a credibility issue.
Well, the story keeps getting more and more fantastic. First of all, they're going to ship in dancers from Ardmore. And then he's going to make advances on a dance floor where there are witnesses.
After he allegedly assaulted her.
Yeah, so you have the alleged assault. Then she decides, okay, bygones, bygones, let's go dance. And then I guess he progresses.
Yeah, and then the attorney continues, after apparently too much resistance from Weckerly, Jones did what perhaps billionaires do. He had his large personal security men lift Weckerly and the two other women from the ground and pack them out of the club.
Jerry Jones, regardless of what you think about him, is not stupid enough to do all this out in the public. Bathroom, you don't really know what happened. I know he can't be hard up enough to go. Man, this is going to be a once-in-a-lifetime chance. I got to get these chicks from Ardmore in that bathroom.
Where are you from, baby? Ardmore? Oh, hell.
Oh, damn.
That's bucket list.
Like what? Like born in Ardmore? I'm native. Born and bred. Please don't tell me you danced it. Yes, I did. Saggy Cabaret. Was it all nude? No, they wouldn't let us dance all nude because of problems with area cats. I'm not making fun of abuse. I'm just saying this has a bunch of stink wrapped around it. It happened in 09. If something really happened, why didn't you file charges? Mm-hmm. You couldn't have signed a contract agreeing to an illegal act because that's illegal. That one's out. And let's see. So Jones is 71. So it would have been like 68, 7, 67.
Yes.
Late 60s. It could be traumatic seeing an old man pee-pee. Because I'm sure he didn't get a facelift everywhere. Who knows how? That's my other fear is, I already know how your body's going to age. What happens to your weenie? And do they do plastic surgery on weenies? Because Jerry looks pretty good. First of all, good plastic surgery. Doesn't look his age. But when he drops his pants, his weenie may look like Danny Trejo. I think his penis talked to me, but they all sounded like questions. I'm going to have to screw you.
I think I saw his penis in a Robert Rodriguez movie.
Holding a machete.
Yeah, his penis pulled a machete on me. Now I got two gashes. All right. Last break.
Yeah.
Let's go.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
On FX.
656, this is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the SEC Network. Really not a damn thing going on out there right now.
couple slowdowns for you. We'll start off in Dallas, southbound I-35, right at I-30, right there in the Mixmaster. Traffic there is stop and go back from Market Center. And in Fort Worth, southbound 35W, right at 121. Traffic there is backed up back from Northeast 28th Street. But other than that, traffic is pretty much clear across the Metroplex. If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Papa John's. Clear tonight, 78 for a low, sunny, and 100 for the high tomorrow. Right now, 95 and 97.1 the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 the Eagle.
I'm sure he's a decent guy. Personally, I don't really care for how he runs the Cowboys. Make any difference to me, it's his team. You want to get in the middle of coaching? You own it, go ahead and do it. You want to screw people around, charge them $5,000 for a seat that they can't sit in unless they buy tickets?
And that's on the low end.
$75 for a parking spot, something you're renting for 3 or 4 hours.
$12 for a cocktail. I think it's $14 for a margarita.
We never got into what food costs.
That's also
Cowboy Stadium.
There's also some good food options. It's more than just a standard, hot dog and a burger. There's some nicer options, but still, it's going to cost you.
And again, because we don't know, all of this could have happened. And I'm not making light of the fact that somebody might have been sexually assaulted. It's just got too many gaps in it. Happened in 09. You claim that you were forced to sign an agreement to cover up the sexual assault without getting copies of the agreement or access to an attorney.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it doesn't make any difference. Anything you signed to cover up an illegal activity, I don't care how it was worded, the contract is still void. You can't make a contract on an illegal activity.
Mm-hmm.
And there were a couple other holes I forgot as you were reading the story that just kind of stood out.
Another one that really stood out to me was because she names the Janet Weckerly. She names not just Jerry Jones, but the Cowboys as an organization as one of the defendants. And she says, defendant Cowboys, or the complaint says, defendant Cowboys bears liability for acts and omissions of its agents, employees, and officers under theories of respondent superior, basically saying the Cowboys are responsible for the things Jerry Jones did.
Well, they could have been accessories as far as covering it up.
And that includes, specifically, Cowboys, through their employees and officers, were negligent and grossly negligent in the following but not limited to respects, one of which is E, failing to report crimes against plaintiff and others to law enforcement. So she's saying it was the Cowboys' duty to report to the police what happened that evening between her and Jerry Jones, even though she never did. That stands out as well.
Yeah, why would you think that somebody else would call the police if you've already been, quote-unquote, forced to sign an agreement saying this didn't happen? And what did the document say that said this didn't happen?
My guess is that she was probably told, here, sign this, and it was probably just a standard confidentiality agreement. Hey, everything that we've had fun doing here tonight, keep it to yourself. Don't go.
Okay, and if I call the police and say that I was sexually assaulted, this agreement, even if I was given cash, is going to have no standing.
Right.
Attorneys know better than that. Billionaires know better than that. I mean, the chick, the topless dancer, has an attorney, so she's going to be represented. But just at first blush, if I'm on the jury and this is all you got, you don't even have any pictures of you with Jerry. You got pictures of Jerry with the other girls. You're taking the pictures, so you can't even prove you were there. And again, why would Jerry ship in Ardmore, Oklahoma topless dancers to a 5-star restaurant and go, let's go in the bathroom? That's where I like to carry on my business. like he wouldn't stand out in a women's restroom. Again, another variable that's going to throw up a flag.
Yeah. My assumption is Jerry was probably out and ran into these three women. And then they all just had a wonderful time, and they all decided to go in the bathroom, hook up, take some photos. And that's when supposedly Jerry had assaulted her. And then after he assaulted her, they went out to the dance floor and danced. And that's when she didn't like his advances, and that's when, after resisting him, was when his henchmen threw her out of the club. That's in her complaint. I didn't exaggerate really any of that.
And it never says in the complaint what the actual assault was.
In the actual complaint, yes, they list a number of things.
Like?
A lot
of I know one of them was forcing her to watch somebody touches Pepe.
Supposedly he forced her to watch another woman go down on him. Mm. You've got Jerry defended Jerry Jones intentionally knowing forcibly rubbed or grabbed plaintiff's buttocks. Rubbed and or grabbed plaintiff's breasts. Forced plaintiff to touch and or rub on his penis multiple times. Forcibly kiss neck multiple times without the consent of plaintiff. Kiss plaintiff on her shoulder multiple times without consent. On her lips without consent.
How long did this go on? Because if you do it once and there's no resistance, then you assume it's okay. It's like on a date.
Yeah. And then 14, that's when he forcibly penetrated her with his fingers. 15, Jerry Jones received oral sex from another female while in the presence of the plaintiff, while defendant Jones intentionally knowingly received from the female. He knew the plaintiff was present and intentionally knowingly wanted plaintiff to see said oral act. But the plaintiff did not want to see this.
Anybody hold her down?
And there's no mention of being forced to watch.
I thought that was in the complaint earlier, forced to watch somebody mess with his peppy.
Maybe that's where, like you said, he came up with his creative sign.
What?
Where it just said, look.
Oh.
And she felt so compelled.
I was forced to. I fought for that all the time. Real estate signs, grand openings, bars, whatever. If it's got look with the two big eyeballs, I just have to. But I also have to protect. I just can't let this go. I have to protect my career. I didn't just get to start at the saggy cabaret in Ardmore. I had to work my way up from stretch mark Royale, where I did two sit lamp dances in the Droopy Labs VIP room.
This is not the sexiest sounding topless club.
It's sexy. We like to provide a value. Okay, it's a 2 cent lap dance, and all the songs are 10 seconds long.
Oh my God!
You already know what you're going to get. You're in the Droopy Labs VIP room. They are never going to let me back into the cesarean section champagne room. Dude, I defended both sides.
I understand. For more information on The Russ Martin Show, go to RussMartin.com. To get signed up for The Russ Martin Show audio archives, go to RussMartin.fm. Other show websites, DJClo.net, DanO'Malley.com, and AlfieCoy.com. You can also find and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and the Instagram. For all things 97.1 The Eagle, go to KEGL.com. Nikki Sixx is up next.
All right, see you guys tomorrow.
Later.
Metroplex.